Channel, KBNZ Cambridge, KBNZ Edinburgh.
Now it's time for Loveline on Zone 105.
Loveline, two men for an adult audience.
Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Carolla.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew.
How dare you, by the way.
Nobody starts a show like us. Nobody crawls into a show like us.
I mean, there's something wrong with me to say I don't know where Sherman Oaks is.
Number.
Hey, like,
Dr. Drew is one of the few people that I know, especially in this business, who grew up in this area.
Yeah.
He grew up in the Pasadena area, which is, it's not the valley, but it is the valley in the sense that it's not the west side.
Let me qualify this, what you're about to say.
Yeah.
I never, until I had a girlfriend in Glendale, and even then I went no further west or however what direction that is than Glendale,
yeah.
Until I was 16, never went over that hill into the valley, ever.
Yeah.
My whole life.
That's a very sad testament
to your life. What city comes which and you know, which one is next down that goddamn valley?
Here's my point. I grew up about 8 or 9 miles west of Drew in the scenic North Hollywood area. I knew from the age of 10 on very well where Pasadena was and how that stuff worked. Sherman Oaks is one over from North Hollywood and just down the freeway that Drew drives. Drew, not only, it's not like he grew up in Pasadena and then moved to Nantucket when he was 9. He never left and does not know where one of the more prominent valley cities is right off of Ventura Boulevard.
Well, I know approximately.
Wow.
In fact, I didn't know precisely what you're getting on me about.
How do you do?
Yeah.
Boy, now I know what your wife's up against, and there's new empathy for her.
Good.
Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191, fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Kari Wuhr should be in here any moment now. Kari, speaking of places you live, lives about a block down the street from me. I offered to pick her up on my way down the hill tonight. She declined. We'll get to the bottom of that if she shows up. She said she was doing press all day, wanted to take a nap, and already had a car lined up and was going to take the car.
She didn't want to hear you drone on. She didn't want to talk to you, is the thing.
But I don't see Kari, and I don't see the Kari. So we'll figure out where Kari is.
Hey, got a letter from a kid named Very Scared. He had low self-esteem, got confused about his sexual identity, got involved in a male-male situation. Guy began giving him a blowjob. I think I've ever said that word on that radio.
Hold on a second. Do people sign what they're feeling anymore? I thought that was one of those Ann Landers things from the 50s.
What did I say?
Signed Very Scared.
Yeah, this guy did it. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of cute.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
Signed, got cornhole.
Anyway, he's having all kinds of weird physical symptoms. He's convinced he has HIV. No way. No way. That guy basically,
one half BJ?
Got kissed on the genitalia, basically. It's just, nah.
No, so you're saying he doesn't have the AIDS.
He is anxious as hell, and that's all the stuff he's describing here.
How old is he?
Doesn't say. 21.
Ooh. Wow, that is a little confused.
Yeah.
In the,
speaking of confused,
identity.
We have Dr. Marcel is going to bring up all the equipment to check out the schmatz, your schmatz.
Yeah.
To prove once and for all that you, in fact, have genital warts.
Go right ahead and bring that $100
now,
with you.
I'm not backing down from this bet, by the way, but I started thinking about how could you be so confident that you don't have it? Then I thought, oh, that's right. From 16 to 25.
Bring your $100
with
you. Wait a
minute. Nothing went on with Adam 16 to 25 when people were doing their most stupid acting out. He missed it. Not only that.
In a mason jar underneath my parents' house.
He hates people. Likes masturbating. Hates people.
That's right.
Have you actually been with a woman? I started thinking. I don't even know.
What was that term? Woman?
Female human form. You won't need that thing that
that's
the breast,
what you're talking
the
about?
Breasts are attached to?
Who's that? Who's got the breasts? That's a woman?
Yeah.
That thing with the breasts, you mean
stick
like...
stick onto.
Yeah, I wonder how they move around
so
much.
Yeah.
So they're attached to something.
Yeah.
And that thing you're saying is a woman?
Yeah.
Hmm. And what would that be? This is the front... Is that the side? What side? Is that the front
That's
side?
That's the front end.
Front part of the woman?
Yeah, front part.
And vagina's on the back, right?
The back.
Is small the back, just above the buttocks? Is that why they're always complaining? Things tight to me back there.
Yeah, so I began realizing that's where that confidence comes from.
The confidence comes from never, ever having a lesion or a wart or anything like it on my penis in my 36 years.
Marcel and I will find it.
Examining it closely on a nightly basis.
And listen, running one's hand over repeatedly is not an examination.
With the lights off? Listen. Actually, to be fair to me, I do have a penlight flashlight in my mouth as I turn the pages. Sort of like a kid in camp. Drew, you will be doing the penile examination.
Yeah, and Marcel will be behind the microscope, the giant magnifying glass with me.
This isn't a Tupperware party.
Well, if you'll take just my word for it, that's fine.
Yes.
I will find something.
I believe you, and I'd like phone screener Daniel to hold my hand during this ordeal. It'll be very harrowing, you understand? I'll need a shoulder to cry on if some bad results come in.
I think she's staying home then.
Yeah, I can't blame her.
How dare you? How dare you? Okay. So, that'll be next Wednesday night. Kari Wuhr should theoretically be in here to pump the project that she's currently pumping, although I'll not mention the project name until she comes in. That fair seems enough. Like a fair policy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Sean?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah. Could you put me on hold a little while longer until...
Okay. Michael?
What? Yeah.
You're 21?
Yes.
What's up?
Me and my girlfriend are seriously into S&M sex, and the thing is, she put a 5-inch barbed wire into my penis, and after this...
Wait a minute. 5-inch what?
You mean barbed wire.
Like down the urethra?
Yes.
No.
And
5 inches of that?
Yes.
No. With barbs on it?
Yes.
Impossible.
No, I'm serious.
Hold on a second. Listen, we all know what barbed wire looks like, right?
We were in the tower, was invented.
That's right. And,
DeKalb.
Eastern Chicago.
DeKalb, Illinois.
Okay, here's my point. One could maybe fish a wire down one's penis, down one's urethra. But with the barbs on the barbed wire.
How'd you get through?
Those barbs, which are the same gauge wire, sort of wrapped around and tweaked to a sharp way. Those things come out, I mean, total circumference, you're going to need a good half inch to get that opening, you'd be hard pressed to feed that down a cigar tube.
Certainly not down a straw.
Never down a straw.
Yeah, and
the urethra is not like your a-hole where you can accommodate a bowling pin if you've done enough horse tranquilizer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I'm already labeling Michael a liar, or at least an exaggerator. Michael?
Yes.
Yeah. How is it, now this is standard barbed wire?
Yeah.
How is it that the barbs were able to make it down your urethra?
That's what she says. I was blindfolded. That's the thing.
Oh, okay.
She didn't know what she did.
Yeah, okay. She didn't put barbed wire down there, you idiot.
The thing is ever since then, I've been having serious swelling. And after that, she gave me a blowjob. And since then, my testicle's been swollen.
Yeah,
and
you need to get yourself to a hospital. Seriously.
Yeah. You need to get yourself a nice tetanus shot.
A tennis shot, among other things, but I've seen people get the flesh-eating bacteria in that region. You get the wrong bacteria into the soft tissue, man, it's over. Game over. So I suggest you have somebody take a look at this.
And the thing is I've been calling around for doctors, and they told me, no, we won't see you for something like that because that's your fault.
Now this is a bogus call.
It's your fault.
That's totally bogus.
No, I'm serious.
No, Michael, that is totally bogus.
I talked to my girlfriend's dad. He's the doctor who I call.
Okay, well, don't call your girlfriend's dad, the cedar of
the
bar.
And by the way, your dad is not, I called around to a lot of doctors.
Well,
okay, so that was untrue, which is what I said. It's not true.
So let's replace the sentence, I called around to a lot of doctors, so I called one doctor.
Okay, one doctor.
What kind of doctor is he?
I don't really know the man.
Forget it.
Actually, he's a cattle rancher.
Yeah.
That's where she got the barbed wire. Hey, listen. Listen, you a-holes, you idiots, you nincompoops out there. Don't bother us with your bizarre questions. I don't want to hear them. I've had an asshole. She did not put barbed wire down your penis. She couldn't have put barbed wire down your penis because the barbs wouldn't have made it down your penis. She could have fished some sort of wire down your penis. She did some damage. Good. That's the way it works, and I'm fine with that. That's God telling you not to put any more junk down your penis. So, go find your own doctor and have it checked out. Tony?
Yeah.
You're 18. What's up?
No, I was just wondering, is there like a cutoff point towards, for like when men, when like they won't have, it's too late to have circumcision?
Too late?
When yeah, is there like any time or is it just whatever?
Never too late for a circumcision, Adam.
No, that's what the bumper sticker on the back of George's BMW says. Actually, it's a license plate frame, isn't it?
Yeah.
Be fair. Tony, you like circumcision?
Well, I'm just wondering because I'm with a girlfriend right now, and apparently I'm like her first circumcised guy or whatever.
Freaking out a bit?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, here's what you need to tell her, is that around the rest of the world, it's normal. Mm-hmm. That the United States is the only industrialized country where it's a routine procedure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so.
All right. Well, listen, when you're erect, doesn't it sort of pop out?
Well, yeah.
All right. Well, that's when she sees you.
All right.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Calm down, Tony. Calm down. Focus on the relationship here.
This is worse than converting, even though it's a sort of form of it. Yeah. I mean, listen, Tony, you're going to get the circumcision. You guys will be broken up in 5 weeks. You'll still have gauze on your penis, and she'll be dating your best friend.
All right, got it.
You understand?
Yeah.
All right. Don't hear as much about gauze as I used to.
Well, that's too many other kinds of dressings.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Gauze was very popular. Get some gauze on that.
You talk to Marcel about it.
Marcel knows gauze?
Yeah, he's the dressing dude.
Now, you were saying he was an idiot last night?
I have not said about Marcel.
Not said that? No.
I have not said one disparaging thing about him. It's you.
Oh, that's right.
Go on and on.
That's right. That was me. No, I said he was the pimp of the doctor world.
Yes.
The plastic surgeon.
Yes.
And look at him. He's got, how many other doctors, you know, I'd like to do a little study. How much jewelry does the average doctor wear, average internist, and as opposed to the average plastic surgeon? Would you say it's about 800% more than a plastic surgeon, normally?
Infinity, because an internist can't afford any.
And the cars that are driven, you know what I mean?
Different.
Much more Porsches with tints. And custom mags on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're the pimps of the doctor world. He took that the wrong way, I believe. I'll have to explain that.
Yeah, you'll have a chance.
When I see him Wednesday night. Eric?
Yes?
You're 18?
Huh?
What's up?
I want to know if... I think I've seen this on TV where people go into therapy. Is there a therapy where the therapist, like, hypnotizes you and makes you tell the truth about your past?
Kind of. Why? What are you getting at?
Oh, it's just that I have antisocial problems, and I was wondering if like the therapist can like hypnotize me, make me more happy.
What's your problem?
No. If hypnosis, if hypnosis could magically make people nice or happy, there would not be any unhappy people.
What is it? What's your problem?
It's just have antisocial problems.
I mean, to you.
I don't interact well with people.
All right.
Because you're so anxious?
Yes.
Okay, that's called social phobia. Oh, here's Kari.
Oh, look what the cat dragged in.
Social phobia, and there are medications for that. You don't have to worry about that. So that is not one of Kari's problems, by the way.
No, my God, no. She has something, but it's not that.
I really did.
Oh, please.
Kari?
Social phobia. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry I'm late. I was having dinner with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Whatever.
No, I know, exactly.
That's him or his evil twin he fought in that movie?
No, I just, you know what? I've been doing so much publicity for this movie, and I really apologize, and so much has been going on, and fill me in on what's going on, and let's get to work.
All right, you're all business. Out of sync, is that what you've been promoting?
Yeah, who's on the air right now?
Nobody.
All right, who said whatever?
I have no idea. That was what you call a drop in the radio world.
That was you. Thanks a lot, guys. You know, I've been here forever. I know you all, and you're so right, and I'm sorry.
Kari, you want to have some herbal tea and just slow down just a little bit?
Some coffee, herbal tea.
No, not coffee.
Not decaf.
You wound up, baby. Slow down.
Things like decaf do not work. Caffeine helps you to relax.
Uh-oh. All right, now, listen, first things first, I offered Kari a ride in tonight. She declined.
I did not decline. I didn't get the message until 8:30.
Yikes.
About that.
I got a message at 4 o'clock that said she's doing press all day, she's going to take a nap, and she wants to take the car.
And then my publicist called me and said, oh, by the way, Adam called and said he wanted to drive you, and I wasn't even available to take her call until 8:30.
15.
All right. So,
you know, I would have taken that.
She just manufactured that then.
Who, me or?
Your publicist.
No, she just probably couldn't find me and tried to find an excuse, is what.
I see.
Yeah.
As opposed to fabricating excuse.
Right.
As opposed to
she manufactured instead of fabricating. Right?
This is what drives me insane about publicists. Just say, you know, if I would have got a message that said, you know, we called Kari's house, we can't get hold of her.
Yeah.
But it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
How can you argue with that?
You can't argue with that. You offer someone that day to give someone a ride somewhere.
If a publicist told you that, though, what would you think? What a load of crap.
No, I would say that doesn't sound like an excuse.
He drove me home last time. I mean, we're friends.
We made out in the car.
Yeah, totally. I don't care about... I mean, there's nothing wrong with, you know, me and Adam's relationship. It's just about something totally different.
That's my
point. I'm busy.
How's your house doing, by the way? You finish it?
I put in the lights. It took 4 weeks to put in the lights.
Yeah.
I was in Europe. And
I saw it, a year ago?
No, last time I was here with Henry.
About a year ago?
No, I didn't go to your house when you were here with Henry.
Okay, that's
I saw you.
Right. Okay.
So when
I told you then that my kitchen still wasn't done.
Uh-huh.
It still isn't done.
Uh-huh.
And I had the contractor of mine, my friend, come and put in the lights while I was in Europe, the outside lights.
What were you doing in Europe?
I was just doing another little movie.
Anaconda Returns.
Right. Anaconda Returns Part 4. Right.
All right. All right. So,
all right. Now I'm on your bad side.
We're on a good side.
No. I'm sorry.
I'm driving you home. That's
all
it.
Right. Done.
That's
deal.
Right.
Done deal. Deal is done.
How's Henry Rollins doing, by the way?
He's fine. He's in Lyon.
Oh, good.
He's good.
That's out of the country?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll pop up for a quick handy. He can't hear us, can he?
Sure, I've got some Nestle Quick and some Wolfgang Puck pizza.
I'm going to bring my pajamas with the feet. You wear the ones with the flap on the back.
All right. By the way, Drew, I want to thank you for the free condoms.
Oh, good, you got them.
Yeah, I did. Thank you. And we've been trying to get you, and some of your people for your .com haven't been really getting it with us.
Okay,
so we're... We just wanted to do your .com. I wanted to do
You want to do the show?
Absolutely. Oh, so we've been trying to get there, and it's been sort of, apparently you're really busy, and you have a lot of people, and it's amazing.
Yeah, it's fun.
And I just want to, applaud the
DrDrew.com.
It's incredible what you're doing.
He's a busy man, but never too busy to verbally attack me on the air.
That's
true. What I love
about
it.
We're going to have a redesign of the site I was looking at today, and the way the information is presented, the kind of content we have there is just... I really think it's finally going to be helpful for people. People are going to be able to go there with a problem and come out with a solution.
Yeah. All right. I mean, I was looking at your graphic first, and it was a little bit, to me,
Changing again.
I think it's really, really doing
Thank
well.
It'll be this next one's going to be the right one, though.
All right.
I think it's good.
Let's plug Kari's venture here.
Yeah, keep plugging. Though.
Wednesday night, by the way. Wednesday night, July 12th at 9 o'clock.
That's tomorrow, by the way, Adam.
There you go. Out of sync, everybody. And it's a VH1 original movie. They've been plugging the hell out of this thing. I've seen the commercials many a time. It's kind of a Milli Vanilli type thing, except for it's one female singer, right?
It is sort of like a Singing in the Rain, actually. It's one female singer who wants to be a pop star and has some sort of sexual relationship with an executive at the record label. And in other words, it's a crass representation of the music business as it is today.
And what is your part in it?
I play the crassest of the crass. I play the chick who really wants to make it big but has no talent. But the twist is, in this particular movie, that she really, really, really thinks she does.
Does she?
So she's the advantageous, ambitious biatch with a heart of gold.
I see. Well, that is
you. She has no talent.
And speaking of seizing opportunities. I saw you from some Sandals resort doing some kind of fun in the sun, kind of hosting, kind of something thing on the beach. Must have been a week ago. Where was that? What was that?
That was in Vegas.
Vegas?
Yeah, there's no Sandals resort in Vegas.
You're on the beach.
I was on a
Mandalay
faux
Bay.
Beach.
You're
I was on the Mandalay Bay.
You're on a faux beach?
They have waves and everything there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I got to turn the sound up. I must have just been masturbating with the VCR on. I get disgusted with myself after orgasm, so I switch it to the television. And it must have been that station.
You kicked yourself out at 2 a.m.? All right, go. You just go. Oh, wait, that was me.
Yeah.
That was myself. Yeah. I got to stay with
well,
myself.
Well, I kicked my hand out.
I kicked my hand.
Your penis goes with it.
I called a cab for my hand and my testicles, and I sent them home at 2:30 in the morning.
I love that about you.
And my,
so
you know,
honest.
Yeah, but here's the bad part. You know what my testicles did? It left its shawl in my entryway.
Merkin?
Do you want to hear my song rap for you? It's not your testicles.
Wait a second. Okay.
Scrotum. It's nice to keep your testes in. Scrotum. Scrotum. S-C-R-T-U-M. Oh, keep them locked up in your BVDs. Adam, listen, want to have man to your knees. Adam, scrotum. Oh, scrotum. Thanks, keep it season.
Wow, I can see why you're headlining at Mandalay Bay. That is wonderful.
That was just for you.
And I love the way you customized it to my personal sack. That's what I love
well,
about
the tattoo Kari. Was the big giveaway.
Kari makes every man feel like king. That's the beauty of Kari.
King.
She's a woman who loves men. That's what I like
do,
about
indeed.
Her.
Indeed. I yeah. love men. I forgive men. I understand men. I'm an amazing woman for men. I do. I'm dating Henry Rollins. What more understanding-ish could you be?
Oh, my God. And what were you doing on the shores of the Mandalay Bay? That I saw.
I was hosting the countdown for VH1, their hot summer countdown. Yeah, it was all promotion for my movie.
I see.
At shameless and at the same time very sexy.
Yeah, you look great.
But Adam was such a wash with shame himself.
Right. I had a really hard time.
Completed another just disgusting act in front of the TV.
Yeah.
Did you? What did you think of the song contest, Adam? I was disgusted with that myself.
I didn't, to tell you the truth.
I didn't watch the whole thing. I understand.
I didn't watch the thong contest because I'd probably, sucked some of the seed out of myself. Therefore, then I go right to the History Channel where I watch military blunders
sure.
at 3:30 in the morning.
Me too. That still reminds me of Dad.
Right. It's great. So 1 minute I'm whacking off and the next minute it's like, the Bay of Pigs, one of the greatest military blunders in U.S. history. Yeah, and here's the thing that's funny too. I'll be watching TV sometimes, and I will see like the thong contest, and I'll go, "Ooh, man, I better masturbate." And then I think to myself, "Wait a minute, you still got a paper towel stuck to your balls from the last time."
All right, right.
You got to back off.
Powder in the room and the ghost flying around. Right.
But on the opposite side of things, I'm thinking to myself as I'm like hosting the song contest. I'm sorry, Dad. So I've got, like, young daughter guilt as you have masturbatory middle-aged men. I mean, heading towards middle-aged men.
How dare you. Oh, I'll show you middle-aged when we get to second base.
I hope so. I really do. I need it right now.
All right. Did you say Henry's in France somewhere?
Yeah, he's in Lyon.
Okay, that's good. I say the Concorde. How long did that take?
It's not that.
All right. We'll be fine. All right. We're going to take ourselves a little break. Kari Ware is our guest tonight. She has a VH1 original movie, Out of Sync, which is coming out tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, on, again, the fabulous VH1. We'll take a little break, and we'll be back after this.
1-800-LOVE-191.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Hello, this is Tino from Dove Tones, and I want to talk to you about condoms. Thanks to the wonders of technology, we like that condoms are strong and thin. I don't hear any of y'all complaining about how it's not fun to use one. Be smart. If you're going to have sex, have a latex condom ready, because there's nothing sexy about sexually transmitted diseases, right?
Brought to you by Westwood One Entertainment and Trojan, America's number one condom, trusted for over 80 years.
Yeah.
Yo, dude.
What's with the static?
Oh, it's a cell phone.
You can't afford a cell phone.
It was free. It came with a sports car.
You? A sports car? Hey, what's that music?
Samba. It's big down here.
Where are you?
Rio.
Rio? How'd you get to Rio?
Flew in my jet.
You have a jet?
Dude, I started a company.
But, like, you're such a total slacker.
I know. I started at TotalSlacker.com.
Get out of here.
Dude, you would not believe how many of us there are out there.
That is genius.
Dude, it's huge. I'm like real rich.
You rock, man.
Yeah, we went public this morning, right after breakfast.
Breakfast? You don't eat breakfast.
Yeah, Kellogg's Raisin Bran Crunch. It's good.
No way. You never eat breakfast.
Kellogg's Raisin Bran Crunch, dude.
Nah, uh-uh.
Dude, I swear.
You had breakfast?
You'd better believe it. Kellogg's Raisin Bran Crunch cereal. Tastes so good, it's bringing everyone back to breakfast. Breakfast is back.
Imagine for a moment you're at a beach club. The lights are blazing, the music is raging, and the bodies are thrusting. Oh, yeah. Kind of sounds like spring break, doesn't it? Well, it is, and it happens every Wednesday night in your backyard. That's right, every Wednesday night is dollar drink night at Club Cancun. That's right, whatever drink you want, you call it, you got it. For only $1 every Wednesday night until 11 p.m. at Club Cancun. Like dancing? Good. Club Cancun provides one of the largest dance floors in the area with a killer sound and light system. So if you're into the loud and wild party scene and like to drink for a buck until 11 p.m., then Wednesday nights at Club Cancun is the place for you. Club Cancun is located at 1638 Rice Street, just past Larpenter in St. Paul.
Saco de Diaz.
What?
Saco de Diaz.
And what are you...
It's Spanish, mi amigo. For sack of 10, Zuc de Diaz.
And this is French, I'm guessing here.
Oh, saute moi,
okay,
mi amigo.
Well, why are you doing this?
Well, I'm going on a trip, and I'm bringing sacks of 10 White Castle hamburgers with me wherever I go.
Of course.
You know, I can't live without them.
Right.
De stoitak vikulke. That's Russian.
Well, you're going to Russia, too.
No, it just sounds cool.
Right. And what makes you think they're going to know what you're talking about?
Hey, no matter how you say it, White Castle means...
Fiesta grande por la flavor.
What?
Oh, man. A flavor fiesta. It's the universal language of lunch.
Or at late-night dining.
Secatini.
Oh, you're going to Canada, too, huh?
No, it's just the A.
Huh? No, huh?
Where'd you get hit with a puck?
White Castle. What you crave.
Pick up a Saco de Diaz. That's a sack of 10 delicious White Castle hamburgers for only $4.40.
Yes, kids, it's the continuing adventures of Roofer Man. Faster than a speeding nail gun. More powerful than a big insurance company. Able to roof a three-story A-frame in a single week. It's a dark and stormy night in Minneapolis as Dick and Jane settle in for a good night's rest.
Jane, what is that?
It's a drip, Dick. We have a leaky roof. We better get the landlord on the phone, Dick.
This sounds like a job for Roofer Man.
I am Roofer Man, 9905258. Hello, good people. I'm Roofer Man. I can replace this roof.
But Roofer Man, our landlord says insurance won't cover this.
Sure not. Dealing with insurance companies is my specialty. Just stand back and let the Roofer Man do his work.
You were amazing, Roofer Man. Our landlord is happy because you didn't make him pay until the job was complete. And we're happy because you were fast and neat. Thanks, Roofer Man.
Take nothing of it, my good woman. It's all in a day's work for the Roofer Man. 9905258.
As you sit in your parents' basement after graduation, trying to decide which side of the laundry room the Black Sabbath poster should go, try this simple test. Open the door and listen. Is that the sound of prospective employers lined up outside, job opportunities in hand, waiting to talk to you? Maybe that was the wrong door. Try the other one.
Hello?
You must not have gone to Dunwoody Institute, where graduates of our 16 exciting programs in areas like machine tool and die, auto service, and automation technology are able to choose from an average of 6 job opportunities each after graduation. Call Dunwoody Institute today at 612-374-5800.
If you're interested in learning about printing and graphics production, you should visit Dunwoody's one-of-a-kind training facility at the Printing Open House July 26th. Contact Tracy today at 612-374-5800 for details.
Hi, it's Billy of Zone 105 and these Home Files. The brothers Gallagher have gotten back together. In the end, a simple handshake spoke 1,000 words. Noel Gallagher walked out on stage and shook hands with brother Liam during Oasis's July 8th show in Dublin, as the band are now back at full strength. Liam told the crowd, quote, "There's been a lot of stuff written about us, but Oasis ain't splitting up." While one reunion was taking place, just hours earlier, Liam Gallagher had announced a separation from wife Patsy Kensett. The split had been rumored for months and was fueled further when the couple put their estate on the market last month. The couple married in 1997 and have a 10-month son named Lennon. The Zone Files, brought to you by U.S. West, which is now Quest. The communications to change everything. And alternative classics, Zone 105.
Polyester, gold medallions, big collared shirts, big ol' afro wig. We at Zone 105 know you have these things buried somewhere in your closet.
Hey, Disco Stew doesn't add the text.
Well, you better dig them out, because they're going to come in real handy when we send you to the American Music Festival in Virginia Beach, Virginia, to see Casey and the Sunshine Band. Oh, yeah, and Cracker will be there, too. Just email Fasters and Zone 105 a postcard with your three favorite Zone artists. Friday morning, Brian Oak and Mary Lucia will pick a winner at random. It's the American Music Festival in Virginia Beach, Virginia, with Cracker and Casey and the Sunshine Band. From Northwest Airlines, sending Minnesota to over 750 cities worldwide, and alternative classics, Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Eep. Bloodline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LVE-191. Kari Warr is our guest tonight.
Hey.
Kari, it's a full-time
sorry,
job being Kari.
I'm sorry I'm late. I'm not that high maintenance, I swear.
No, you ain't. Just point you in the direction and let you go. Out of Sync is the name of the TV movie that she is in on VH1.
Do you guys want to hear my Britney Spears impression?
Tomorrow night.
No.
Let me get the plugs out. Okay. Your band is Drew. Tomorrow night, 9 o'clock on VH1. Okay, give me Britney Spears.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. What do you think?
Pretty good.
Good.
Thank you.
Wow.
I did it again. I did it so high.
Yeah, that's, listen, between Britney Spears and who's the other one? Christina
Aguilera.
I don't think those two are that hot. I really don't. I mean, I give them a minus stylist and hair makeup and publicist. I give them a good like 5.5, 6.
Yeah, the 14.
Yeah,
they're not supposed to be appealing to you.
No,
at 5.
They're supposed to be appealing to everything with a set of genitalia,
no,
male genitalia.
Under 25.
They're actually both of age now, and I understand what you mean.
Listen, if I was 19,
it's bright colors.
If I was 18, I'd look at these two. They look like a couple of coke whores to me.
Yeah, but you're not. You know what I mean? Different sort of versions of attraction with a different period of
life. Look at me right now.
I'm
look
just
at me.
Saying.
I'm 33.
Yeah.
Ow!
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Look at me. Look at me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What if I start again?
Yeah.
I did it again.
Yeah.
No, right?
Yeah.
But if I started singing.
I got a song that goes.
I could sing you something sexy. Maybe
yeah, really?
It would be into me.
Sing that scrotum song.
Scrotum. Scrotum. As I keep testes in.
Yeah.
Scrotum, scrotum. S-C-R-T-U-M. I'll keep them locked up. VDs. Unless you want to have them hang to your knees.
Everyone.
Scrotum, scrotum. As I keep testes in.
Yeah.
That's my song for you.
Brittany, do that.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
No, listen, Carly, you're very hot. You're very hot. I'd be excited about making love to you if I didn't think you'd pull my penis off and then, like, run down the street with it.
Yeah, well, they all weak men use that as an excuse with strong women. Right, you're a coward. Oh,
baby. Oh. David?
Yeah?
You're 21.
Yeah.
What's up?
My girlfriend, I think she's cheating on me.
Yeah. Why?
Whenever, I know she is working, like, until, like, 12 till 3. And after 3, I page her, you know, just to tell her I love her, and she never returns none of my pages.
Right. She works 12 to 3 p.m.?
Yeah.
She work with kids?
She works with kids.
She works 3 hours?
Yeah.
She works with kids?
Yeah.
Oh, she does? I was making a joke. I mean, she works 12 noon till 3 in the afternoon?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What does she do?
Actually, I'm sorry. That's until 6 in the afternoon. My bad.
Okay. What does she do?
She works the daycare.
I see. Well, she does work with kids.
Yeah.
And you page her and she doesn't call you back?
after she gets off of work.
Yeah, and then when does she call you?
A couple days later.
Oh, gee. How long have you been dating her?
Yeah.
How long have you been dating?
We've been dating for about a month and a half.
Yeah.
You're not cheating on you, dude.
Well, no. She's not cheating. She doesn't think she's cheating. She doesn't think she's going out.
Yeah, they're not dating anymore.
Not even dating.
Yeah.
Because, I've been wanting to date her since high school. And
oh, boy. Hey, David?
Yes.
You're not really dating her.
Not.
No.
Yeah.
You're not. Have you had sex with her?
No, because I figure I'm a person I like to wait.
Because you figure she won't let you have sex with her?
David, my suggestion to you is have a really long talk with her over a really nice dinner.
She doesn't know it.
She doesn't make us calls because we're going to call.
Or write her a really long letter and get it all off your head and all off your heart and then let it go.
Yeah. No, then he doesn't even escape with his dignity.
No.
What? What do you mean? Honesty isn't dignity?
It is, but if they were actually in a relationship, I would recommend all
they're
that.
Not.
I don't mean all mushy, you know.
But that's where he's got, in his head, that's what's going on. So there's such a discrepancy.
Okay, then write the letter and don't send it.
Okay.
But there's a great, guys do this all the time. They're interested in a woman since high school, and so and this could have been the 10th grade or something, right?
Now,
so it could have been about 4 or 5 years that he's been
obsessing
about her. Then he goes on a date with her, or he's friends with her, or what have you, and he thinks they're dating.
Yeah.
You ask her,
she
doesn't even know his last name.
Right.
Yeah, but you know what? No matter what you are, woman, man, or otherwise, you could at least have the self-respect or respect for others to at least say, you know, hey, you know what? Don't want to see you anymore, or it's not working, or blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Yeah.
So she's, you know, she's not innocent here.
We had this discussion kind
of
last night.
Here's what women do.
Yeah.
They make their intentions known by their actions.
Right.
They don't want to sit down every schleb who comes up and asks them for a date and has to explain them why they're not attracted to them. They just don't call them back. And then the guy gets hold of them and says, you want to go out to dinner? And she says, I can't. My aunt's in town and blah, blah, blah. And if he doesn't get the message, that's his problem.
Well, but the problem is that middle ground. Women want to be nice and hey, they're just a friend. Just hanging out with the guy.
You guys, what's up with you two, Adam and Drew? Women are evil, legless lizard creatures.
That's right.
We do not have such vulnerable innocence that people think that we have at this point. From like I'd say probably 13 onward, you know. Now,
well, let's talk about that a little bit.
So,
meaning in terms of intention.
Getting a little cathartic.
Not so much intention, but like. I think we all know what's right and what's wrong. And to make the choice to say, I'm not going to call this guy and let him believe or whatever, let him not believe, or I don't owe him anything, is irresponsible. And I think everybody knows that from the very beginning. And to just say, oh, women are, and for men to go, oh, men are, is stupid.
Hey, Carl, remember those days you used to call me like once every 11 months? You know, drunk at like 2:30 in the morning and casually ask her what was going on.
Remember that one time I called you and then you helped me and then I said thank you and followed you up on it and was really appreciative? That's pretty much the truth of it.
What was that?
How dare you?
next scenario.
All right, then. I remember it a little different.
You know what? Let me take responsibility for it, how you remember it. Go ahead. Yeah. Go. Let me give an example to the people out there as how you can take responsibility for being an idiot woman.
Hold tight.
Once every 11 to 14 months, Carr would call me, usually about 1:30 in the morning, maybe a little bit drunk, and act as if we'd spoken the day before, and she said she was going to call me at 1:30. She'd say, hi, I'm Miss Carrie Wurr. And I'd go, hey, Carrie. And she'd go, yeah, what's happening? I'd be like, wow, I didn't know. How'd you get my phone number? We never talked, did we? But I wouldn't say that. I'd just be thinking. We'd never talk. I didn't even know where you got my number. And then we'd just talk for a while. We'd always have a nice conversation. Not sexual or anything. We'd just have a nice conversation.
What would you talk about at 1:30 in the morning?
Carrie would sober up. And then she'd go, I'll see you talking about 15
I obviously
months.
Don't remember. I was really drunk.
Yeah, I don't know where you were. I didn't even
where
know.
Where was that?
I don't know.
You know what? That might have happened kind of in that scenario, maybe once, but the other times were probably just like stupid girl things.
Right.
And you know what? All right, I'm just going to give it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that, Adam.
I don't have any problem with it. I enjoyed it. I really did. I want to know what happened.
What happened was in all of my life and all of my radio experience, I've never really met anybody that that actually got me in as close as you did. Even though you weren't really nice to me or cool to me,
close
it was
what?
All right. He just, you know what? It's kind of, it takes an intelligent man to get me. It takes a really patient man to understand me. It takes a brilliant man to keep me.
That's right.
Well, that was none of those things. So, what was the deal here?
She was barfing over there.
That was
good,
though. That's good. Yeah, brilliant, man. I keep her just down the street, and I never, ever see her. I pass by her house.
Wait, do you call me for a date?
Every day.
If you want to go out with me and ask Matt for
Jesus
do
Christ.
It.
That's all I need
if
to say.
If you want
to,
like, yes, exactly.
Henry
you want
Rollins
the easy way out.
Me.
Hey, we've known each other way before Henry was in the picture. You ever called me?
Get some.
Yeah. Have you ever?
No, never. I never called.
I know. So what am I gonna do? Wait for you, like sitting on my rock, like the white rock, you know,
that you sit on.
Fairy.
The ones the seagulls trapped on.
Exactly.
All right. Well, listen, we're gonna rectify all that tonight.
Beg your pardon.
Tell you that. Rectify. Sean.
Yeah.
You're 17.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah. First of all, Adam, I'd just like to say I love the episode of The Man Show. You had the four guys that you hate, four types of guys.
Oh, the Museum of the Annoying Guy.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, yes.
They take off their shirts.
White guys who think they're black. The guys who practice Tai Chi in the park with their shirts off. Naked, nude old man at the Y. All the guys we hate so much. Yeah, a guy who takes his shirt off even though it's like 45 degrees outside.
What's up, Sean?
What's up, Fisher?
Oh, my gosh. And one more thing. Oh. Kari, will you marry me? Oh, my gosh. So high.
Marriage. God, why'd you have to ask that one?
Kari, you've been married before, haven't you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It didn't work out?
Oh.
No. But, Sean?
Just married one time?
Yeah, just once.
That's fine. Sean?
Yeah. I used to watch all the time on Sliders. That was so cool.
Oh, yeah. Sliders. Yeah. Forget about that, Sliders.
Being honest.
I just want I think I'm addicted to porn. So.
Uh-huh. All right, you talk to Adam about that.
Yeah.
Are you running low or why are you calling?
No, I wanted to know if it was a bad thing.
Yeah. Wait, you got a VCR in your room?
No, I'm internet.
Oh, I see.
How old are you, Sean?
17.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, see, if you got it, you can really go nuts. I mean, you know what? I just thought of this. It's like let's put it this way: certain amount of guys are going to be like addicted to pornography. They just are. I mean, they're going to get onto it when they're 13, and they're going to have a certain momentum with it. And who knows how many guys we grew up with would have done that too? Except there wasn't any internet, and there wasn't any VCRs, and there wasn't anything to look at, and there wasn't anything to do.
Right.
It's sort of the equivalent to. In a certain amount of society and teenagers and stuff are going to be alcoholics, right?
Right.
This, what's going on with the internet now is equivalent to liquor stores selling booze to 12-year-olds if they want to buy it. And therefore, the ones that want it, get it. Whereas you wouldn't have bought beer at 13. Your neighbor may have had momentum with this, and now he can walk in the liquor store and buy it.
It's the equivalent to us just having alkalinized the coca leaf.
Exactly.
You're saying to make cocaine?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
you just alkalinized cocaine?
No.
Oh, my God. Now these people that might have been addicts
don't agree with
all right,
Drew
all right,
just
you know
because
what,
you
just,
think he's
all right,
smart.
And then I'm
going
to say my own thing. It's just the equivalent of us having hormones and having access to fiddling with them as we do our own genitals. It's just normal.
Right.
It's there. We're going to use it.
You got any porn around the house?
Yes, of course I do.
I do?
Sean, I love porn. Thank you. To an extent. But you know what I do? Instead of using the physical blah 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 porn, I go for like the Japanese anime porn.
Oh, man.
And I do like
boring.
It's not boring. You know what? It allows me to be me without emulating, without feeling insecure, without doing anything. It allows me to use my imagination. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with exploring your sexuality and using your imagination. What's weird is the internet. And the internet being involved, I don't know about you, but I stay on the internet for a couple hours and I get off and I feel like I'm like a drug addict. I feel like I have this hangover and because I'm not connected with the real world. And it's important to be connected with who you are in the real world. And if you stay on the internet too long, you're going to feel like you're some sort of addict one way or another. And if your imagination is fine, your sexuality is fine, just use your reality a little bit more, and you'll be fine. That's what I think.
We got to go to break. Cara, just let me ask you. I love going for a porn swap every once in a while. I gather up I've done this many times in my life. I gather, you know, one man's trash is another man's treasure.
Exactly.
I gather porn in my house that I basically...
with a dump truck.
Had my way with. Actually, how dare you? I use a snow shovel. And I pile it into a brown bag, and I swing over to someone's house, and we swap a little porn.
I've seen you bring those bags in.
We're not talking about that. Now, Cara, you...
a couple neatly lined up piles of the bag rolled over. We're talking about stuff pouring over the top.
All right, do you have enough videos that I can come by the house and we will trade?
Yeah, I do. I actually have a couple by my door.
Really?
Hey, you know, along with the affidavit that must be signed that when you enter these premises, everything stays. The whole thing about my house is don't wipe your feet before you enter, man. Wipe your feet before you leave.
That's right.
Adam,
you replace feet with ass, and you're at my house. All right, we're going to take a little break. I'm going to talk to Cara seriously about a porn swap, maybe later in the week.
Animated porn.
No, I will not watch animated porn.
You'll be indignant. You'll be hurt by it.
Here's why I wouldn't watch animated porn. I'd be scared that animated semen would pop out of me and go like, "Hello, I'm Mr. Juice," and like I'd run around the room and I'd chase it with a big butterfly.
We'll have a debate about this during the commercial.
All right, after this.
Hello, who's this?
This is Love Line.
1-800-LOVE-191.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
When you think about the fact that a woman can only get pregnant for about 24 hours each month, it's a miracle it happens at all. And now you don't have to wait as long to find out if you're pregnant or not. Based on product instructions, you can use the First Response Early Results Pregnancy Test 4 days earlier than any other at-home test.
Use as directed. See your doctor as recommended.
Knowing 4 days sooner is its own kind of miracle.
Find out first with First Response.
On the lawn. Low can they go? It's Superstore clearance time. Going on now at Sex World. For a limited time, Sex World's drop and drow.
Oh!
With great iTunes selection of adult videos, name brand stuff, and 800 superstars. Full length, uncut. Three for just $19.99. Need more? Take four. Four packs of hot XXX action are an unbelievable $29.99. Videos, DVDs, adult toys, and more. It's all gotta go to make room for the truckloads that are on their way. Plus, clothing, shoes, and sportswear. Something for everyone.
Is there something for me?
Yeah, even you, Granny. Sex World got it, and it's priced to sell. Check out the deals on two packs of Sex Inc. magazine. Page after page of homegrown talent. The Real Girls Next Door. Two for just $7.99. With prices like these, they won't last long. Hurry in for best selections. Superstore clearance time at Sex World. 241 2nd Avenue North in the warehouse district. Downtown Minneapolis. Sex World. Doing live booth girls 24 hours a day. Is this a great country or what?
You know, many scholars are afraid to accept this, but the Rolling Rock bottle itself is one of the most important literary works ever composed. If you stand it up next to the Magna Carta, whatever that thing is, you can see that there's been much more effort put in the Rolling Rock bottle. Now, the Magna Carta thing, I've tried to read it. It's very confusing. Look at a Rolling Rock bottle. From the glass-lined tanks of old Latrobe, we tender this premium beer for your enjoyment. That's pretty simple. It is literary work. And if you're like me, you've probably tried to place it in your town library, and people might look at you like you're a kook, and, you know, they might say other things like, why don't you put some pants on? But that's their problem.
While the literary merits of Rolling Rock's bottle are certainly open to discussion, the fact is its merits as a beer tend to attract just a bit more attention. Rolling Rock, a unique state of beer. Latrobe Brewing Company, Latrobe, Pennsylvania.
If one store had almost every conceivable design option, would you buy your engagement ring there? I'm Doug Spence, inviting you to visit Spence Diamonds in Roseville or our engagement ring superstore in Bloomington. Our business is diamonds, nothing else. That's why Spence Diamonds offers the greatest variety of engagement and wedding ring designs in the state. Several thousand styles. And we'll custom make your ring. You'll choose the size and grade of your diamond, the carat and color of gold, or platinum. At Spence Diamonds, our massive selection and in-house manufacturing means we'll create the engagement ring of her dreams at the price of your dreams. If you're tired of the same old styles you see at the mall stores, visit Spence Diamonds in Roseville or Bloomington for unbeatable prices and unlimited engagement ring possibilities.
Nova's leading bridal diamond destination, Spence Diamonds, in Roseville on County B2 near Snelling, right across from Rosedale Center, and in Bloomington on Lindale, just south of the 494. Shop weeknights till 8, weekends till 5.
Surgical?
Yeah, I need a hospital bed. You got hospital beds?
Yeah.
You know anything about that Buddy Lee guy going around talking? He's no karate.
No.
I do karate. I'm going to beat his ass so bad, I'm going to put him in that bed.
Who is this?
This is Big Roy. I search and I destroy. Beat his he ain't even gonna recognize himself. Stick him in that hospital bed.
Okay, where would it have to be delivered to?
You deliver right to Buddy Lee. The Lee Jean Company. It's like a small bed, right?
It's like a twin size bed.
Well, that's too damn big. Make me like a little 18-inch bed.
What's the person's height and weight?
Little guy. I'd say about 14 inches. And I don't think he weigh more than 2 pounds. Maybe 3, top. And I'm gonna whoop his ass, and I'm gonna shoot him that big.
Who is this?
Come to David, too, you make me one of them small damn wheelchairs.
Who is this?
Because when he get out of that bed, he gonna need that wheelchair. Yeah, I gotta go.
Watch out for the Buddy Lee Challenge Fall 2000 by Lee Dungaree.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Worse, our guest tonight. I don't know. I think she was talking about me.
You never asked her out. She's pissed.
Out of, you're not interested in me. You like rock stars.
Yeah, I only call you 2 a.m. once to like get advice from you, thinking that I could trust you because I totally think you're an idiot.
Wow. Oh.
Oh, you never asked me out of that. You know, what was I going to do after that? Nothing.
Yeah, I broke your spirit.
Here's my plan.
Let me tell you my plan with the ladies. I play hard to get for about 3 years, and then they get married.
Well, I'm not married.
Oh, wait a minute. It's a horrible plan. You're right. Out of Sync is the name of her latest project that is out tomorrow night, by the way. It'll be July 12th. 9 o'clock, everybody, Wednesday night on VH1. VH1 putting together some programming, by the way. I don't know where the hell they were doing a year or two ago, but I enjoy that VH1 now. I love Behind the Music. I like The List. Is that on VH1?
Yes, it is.
And now I like Out of Sync. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to think what the hell else. They've done a bunch of other original things.
The Legend series is pretty good, too.
Yep.
And the Before They Were Rock Stars. That's kind of good.
Always enjoy that.
Yeah.
Seeing some guys with bad hairdos performing at malls. Great. So it's great. And you realize why they're so screwed up, you know, when you see these little Tiffany on the
Thanks
Star
to
Search 8.
I've retired the laminate. The backstage pass now goes into retirement. I mean, these rock stars, what's up with that?
It's, I enjoy the Behind the Music more than just about anything. And I think they want us to comment on that or something.
Something, yeah.
But I don't know what it is exactly, but we'll
it's an anniversary show for Behind the Music, right?
Right.
And Ben?
Yeah.
You're 17.
Uh-huh.
What's
hey,
up?
There's 2 holes in the head of my penis.
I see. All right.
It's like a superfluous hole?
Well, that can happen. It's a pretty common thing. And there are, how far, is it all the way at the tip or is it down just under the head like?
Right next to the first, the regular one.
Right next to it.
Does anything come out of it?
No.
Yeah. These
no.
Things, sometimes they repair them, sometimes they don't.
How deep do you think it goes?
Usually it comes off.
True. Let me find out. How deep? Ben?
Yeah?
How deep does it go? Okay. Hold on.
Sort of like a fork in the road.
Yeah. Take a little analogy to tonight's callers, by the way. And I noticed it on the drive-in, and you tell me if you noticed this, too. And, Carr, you may be aware of this living in L.A. Once in a while, I drive the same route to work every single night for the last 5 years. And I'd say one out of every 15 or 20 nights, there seems to be a few more cars on the road.
Yes.
They're not moving very fast, and they're like drones. They're sort of meandering cars. I drive, and shut up for a second here, Drew. I drive the same route at the same time every single night. But once in a while, and tonight was that night. There are twice as many cars, which still isn't traffic because it's not traffic this time of night. They don't seem to be going anywhere, and they're not going that fast, and it becomes like a video game, which is you then just weave in and out of them on your way to work, whereas they're not going anywhere, or it doesn't seem. And as I'm passing these sort of nameless, faceless drones in these automobiles, I'm thinking, why are there so many of you out tonight? Where are you going? There's no event. The season's over. There's no Lakers game. There's no big thing going on over the convention center. It's not like this week is a long weekend or everyone's heading for the airport or it's Friday. There's nothing going on, just twice as many cars going twice as slow, and I feel as if they're there for me to get around. And that's the only reason they're there. And once I get to work, I think somebody put a dispatch call out to them and they all went home, and someone gave them a heads up because at 12 I'll be heading home. I'll need to get a certain amount of them back on the road again.
And the passive aggressive. I had a thing tonight where I had to pull into traffic and the drone wouldn't go faster or slower.
Yeah.
Just let me just run into it.
Well, that's part of, got some kind of accommodation.
So I zoom up to get ahead. Now they're mad they're going to twitch behind you.
George Orwellian leftover from 1984 and nothing happening in that year.
Here's where the penis goes. So this thing can go down here, go out here, and go out there.
He's drawing a penis map
different tubes can go.
I see. You just drew a dog's penis, by the way. But Drew basically said that there could be a little sort of
tributary.
Yeah, I was going to say
tributary, like sort of like it's the Amazon River.
To where Anaconda was filmed.
All right.
Although not really. It could be that your penis could branch,
yes,
form a delta,
yes,
with your urethra and poke out the side.
Yes, at the
and
bottom.
There's nothing wrong with that because every penis is going to be different anyway.
Oh, it'd be great. You could be peeing and coming at the same time.
Can I just say something right now?
Hmm.
My darling, are you listening?
Yeah, he's listening.
Is he there?
I put him on hold.
Put him back on.
We got to go to break.
I didn't know.
Oh, yeah, you got to break. All right, all I got to say is that every penis is beautiful, and the best thing about a penis, shut up, Adam, because this is so true. If you buy the girl an expensive dinner first, it doesn't matter how many holes you have.
Yes, that's right. Car would stuff her gum in the extra hole.
And shut up,
right,
I'm just
business. If you're smart, you blow a bubble. We'll take a little break. Kari Ware's our guest tonight, a little sex kitten. She's giving Drew a little scrub. Drew's saying no because his wife's listening to the show, but she is giving Drew a little rubski.
No.
Nothing wrong with that. Hey, Kari, what about a little sugar for the host over here, huh?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Am I giving you a ride home? Huh?
Yeah, baby, you're giving me a ride.
You seriously? Come on, don't lie. I know you came here with some people, but they can find their way home. I'll drive you right up the hill. We'll get to second base in the car, right?
Right on.
All right. We'll be back after this.
Loveline will be right back. So get your problems ready.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Do you own a computer? Do you play guitar? Or have you ever wanted to? Well, get this. Compose music or learn to play right on your computer with the revolutionary G-Box MIDI guitar system. This system retails for $150. But this weekend, Guitar Center has complete G-Box packages for an amazing $29. And this is just one of the incredible deals you'll find in every department during Guitar Center's Bonus Buys Weekend. Buy a mic stand for just $19. Get a $90 Pro mic for only $19. Zildjian cymbals or DW Pacific cymbal stands. Your choice, $29. Great add-on deals in every department. Buy any guitar, any amp, any keyboard, any recorder. Then choose from an assortment of incredible bonus buys. JBL powered 15-inch Eon speakers, more than half off at just $399. And get a heavy-duty speaker stand for $29. 5-piece drum kits, just $269. Add all the hardware for just $29. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's Guitar Center's Bonus Buys Weekend. Don't call 1-877-MUSICIAN for the store nearest you.
Anticipation. Wanting. Mysterious. Desire. Fantasizing. Playful. Flirtatious. Stimulating. Addictive. Intimate, inviting, tender, sensual, erotic, exotic, temptation, tantalizing, sultry, seductive, sexy, hot, exciting, fun, heart pounding, breathtaking, ecstasy, Texas style. exclusively at Deja Vu, 315 Washington Avenue North in the Minneapolis Warehouse District. You have to experience it.
Now more than ever, businesses of all sizes are desperately seeking IT professionals. They are desperate because the people applying do not have the qualifications to match the position. If you are looking for a school that will provide you with the qualifications that make you employable, it's time you called MindLeap. MindLeap has recognized what most technical training schools are not offering their students: hands-on, instructor-led classes and a guarantee that they will become Microsoft certified. Learn in a comfortable environment where Microsoft certified technical trainers prepare each student for a career change through hands-on, project-based training using the latest in today's tools and technologies. Do you have little or no experience in computers, or are you thinking of a career change? Ask MindLeap about their A-plus certification training. This class is perfect for students with little or no computer experience and students interested in a career in computer networking. MindLeap's unique approach to learning will also provide you with many hours of hands-on training that is not commonly found at other schools. MindLeap is conveniently located at 8120 Penn Avenue South in Bloomington. Call MindLeap at 884-3167.
Thinking about buying jewelry? You can save up to 70% off retail price at Wholesale Gold and Diamond Distributors. You can buy any size diamond in any shape you want and save up to 70% off retail. Marquee, round, princess, oval, or pear-shaped. Save on any diamond. You'll also save on any ring you pick, from solitaires to baguette designer rings. Save on your diamond and save on your ring. Then put that extra money towards your honeymoon. For you guys, they do all styles of wedding bands: white gold, yellow, or platinum. The choice is yours. Want to buy a gold chain, mother's ring, anniversary ring, charms, silver, tennis bracelets? No problem. They do all styles and save you money. Call Wholesale Gold and Diamonds today, 332-7117. That's 332-7117. When you call, you won't be talking to salespeople, but directly to the president. So call 332-7117.
It feels strange that I actually am opening myself up to another human being this way.
We're pretty inspired by those bands, Nirvana and Pearl Jam. And
I am a complete nutcase by nature.
My personal life is none of your business.
Join Zone 105's Billy for the Zone Files. Billy goes behind the music and talks to and about your favorite Zone artist. Plus, Billy reveals the latest Hollywood has to offer. The Zone Files, heard daily on alternative classics. Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
We're smack in the middle of the zone.
Oh, wow.
105.
Zone 105. KZNR Lakeville. KZNZ Cambridge. KZNZ Eden Prairie. This is Zone 105.
It is Loveline. There we go. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Kari Wuhr is our guest tonight. You know her from, many movies, but Sliders and Remote Control and Anaconda and all that good stuff. Out of Sync is her latest project. That'll be on VH1 tomorrow night, Wednesday night, July 12th. She's doing a little doodling over there. 9 o'clock. So is that an hour or is that 2 hours?
It's like an hour and a half.
Hour and a half. So it'll be from 9 till 10:30.
Yeah, probably that, like that.
There you go. Kari, there's some what'd you draw?
Well, Drew and I are making pictures, and he drew a penis, so I drew a vagina.
I see.
Why not?
What is that? What do you
it's
call it?
It's very maple
syrup. Vagina?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, not heard of that.
Vagina.
How's the singing career going, by the way?
Doing very well. I'm writing very, very good dirty songs. Nobody wants to record them, but it's okay.
Well, we heard the scrotum song.
But scrotum song's good. I have a pussy song and a horror song.
A horror song?
Yeah, sure.
How's the horror song go?
You want to hear it?
Sure.
I am a whore, whore, whore. I'll do you more, more, more down on the floor, 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 because I'm a whore. I'll pick your sir, because I'm a duck, doctor. You'll pay me more and more and more because I'm a whore. I'll lick your butt because I'm a slut. I have a lot of free time on my hands, and I make these kind of songs up, and they're very unladylike and very bad, but I have a really good song.
I mean, at least it describes what you need medication.
I'm sorry, I really do. And you know what? My life is so good, and I'm having so much fun, and I'm sorry.
sorry it can
I'm
be
really
found
sorry.
At Not Very Farm at the Good Time Jamboree Theater.
Exactly.
This weekend.
Under 12 admitted only with a parrot.
That's right, and a note from their doctor.
I'm sorry, you asked.
Cara, you're having a good time. I gotta believe there's a downside somewhere.
Of course there is. My bills.
There's got to be some kind of swing, some sort of dark side, some sort of low that you hit.
Mood?
Yes, yes.
Not well.
Is that in the morning time? When does that hit?
I get a little frantic and a little out of control when I think I'm going to be late.
I see.
Which is like tonight.
Which is, you know,
they've renamed PMS now. You know, it's called premenstrual dysphoric disorder. PMDD.
Dysphoric?
You know, you guys are such testosterone bugs. Testosterone. You, like, have capes on and you're wearing little booties. It's all good in here with that.
I wrote a testosterone song. I have testosterone. I stay at home. I whack my bones.
Don't pick up the phone.
Don't pick up the phone. Corey called, I scratch my balls, and I take a nap. Yes, I do.
What's the game?
Do it again.
I know that song, I think. I think I've heard it before, just out of a different man.
Unplug the phone with testosterone. I want no calls to hamper.
Because my clothes are in the hamper.
That's right,
they're
right.
On the floor.
All right. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, we're crazy. High five.
Okay, we could sit up. We could sit up in the hill and compose.
Definitely.
I'll get out the Casio.
We could compose. Suck on your toes.
Wow, something rhymes with clothes. Beautiful.
Nothing up our nose, because that was in the 80s, and now we're.
Good ladies.
I mean, Hades, that was good.
Oh, Hades, that's good. Yeah. Too much AIDS floating around there, though. Kind of hurts the song a little bit. Melissa?
Yes, I'm here.
Sorry, Melissa. We're still insane.
Okay, my problem is my mother, she met a guy on the...
High five again. Yeah. Sorry.
Met a guy. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she met a guy on the internet, and she only met him face-to-face twice, and they dated via phone for about a year. And then she let him move in with us, and I have two younger siblings, one that has ADD, he was adopted, and he's 4 years behind.
Mm-hmm. Behind you or behind his peers?
Behind his age. He's 13 and he's got like the age of
nine.
A nine-year-old.
Right.
Mentality of a nine-year-old.
Well, it'll be good when he's 40, he'll be 36.
Okay.
You gotta look at it that way.
Yeah. And I mean, my problem is that he's only been here since June 13th, my mother's boyfriend. And he's already flipped out twice, not violently, but he's just like, he got pissed off because at a gas station, you had to pump before you pay.
And what did he do?
You had to pay before you pump, you man?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. He had to pay first. And he like yelled at the gas attendant. And I was like, calm down. It's not a big deal. He's like, no, this is, and he swore. He's like, this is effing ridiculous.
So he has trouble with sort of anger management, let's say.
Right. And
he's not from L.A. either.
He's from Milwaukee.
Yeah, because here you have to not only pay first, but you have to give the guy a reach around before you can then pump.
Then he yells at you.
Then he yells at you.
Right. Yeah, and you smile gladly and move on and pay a lot
That's
of insurance.
Right. You
right.
swallow and move on. All right, so your mom is sort of scraping the bottom of the barrel here. Sounds like she's a little bit desperate. Where's biological dad?
She's in the middle of a divorce with him right now. She's been married to him for...
Is that your dad?
Years, yeah, my father.
And what's the problem with that relationship? What happened?
With my father and my mother? My father's cycle.
Father's a cycle.
Surprise.
Yeah.
So your mother's found someone else to replace him.
Another cycle.
Yeah, right. Okay. Right. Does he scare you? Do you think he might do anything to you?
He only has one leg, so I'm not, like, too afraid of him.
Right.
I run very fast.
Worst case scenario, you kick him in the good knee and just haul ass down the hall?
Yeah, I mean, and I live in my cellar, but I'm more so just afraid of, like...
You live in your cellar.
Yeah, I live in the cellar, but it's like...
Just toss that out there, like, yeah.
All right, so you can always throw some canned fruit at him or something if he comes on to you?
They're supposed to have the phone right by my bed, so I can, like, dial 911.
All right, so you have a plan to protect yourself. That's good.
All right, hold on a second. Yeah, I mean, the good news about living in the cellar with a guy with just one leg, you hear him coming, or, you know, ka-clunk, ka-clunk, you know, on the floor above you, and then when the door opens, it's going to take a little while to negotiate the cellar stairs. Ka-clunk, ka-clunk, ka-clunk. By then, you've dialed 911. Oh, this has to be such a tragedy for a girl. You know, it's like a screwed up mom gets on the internet, meets some sort of veteran with a psychological disorder. He's walking around. I picture this guy with a parrot on his shoulder, by the way.
Yeah.
And a hook for a hand.
Bird.
Right. And now I'm making a little pirate reference there, Jeff.
I understand, but
I said parrot.
Yeah.
Okay.
And a bottle of rum.
Yo ho.
But look, Melissa is what, 20?
19. Right? Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
20. Yes.
Time for her to get out of that house.
Yes. Melissa.
Yeah, definitely.
Melissa, get out of there. Get a job. Get a roommate.
Yeah, Melissa, there's one thing I've learned, and I'm 33 years old, and this took me a really long time, really close to my family, is that, you know what, we're not responsible for our family. Our family is not the 100% makeup of who we are. And you're not going to disappoint, and you're not going to be disappointed by if you choose to make the right decisions in your own life.
I'd love to move out right now, but there's I just started college, and I don't want to show up that edge.
I'm not even talking about moving out.
Move on campus.
I'm not even talking about moving out, Dr. Drew. I'm just saying, as far as your mindset goes, you're not responsible for your mom's life and your mom's choices. And you're not responsible for your siblings, and you're only responsible for you.
That's
and you're a young woman, and you need to, make sure that your life is set and right, and that you know who you are. And if your value system says that that's what's going on, it doesn't mean you have to fix it. It just means you have to recognize it. And that's good enough.
All right. Then all very valid and a good point from Kari Ware. But Melissa?
Yep.
What, first off, you're going to junior college, right?
Yeah, I'm going to a community college.
Yeah, community college is junior college.
Yeah, I got straight A's, and I'm studying philosophy. And
straight A's in what? Junior college?
Yeah.
That's a D-plus in your university.
No, that's okay. Really, really excellent in your situation.
It's the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you going to school now?
Oh, I have the summer off.
Okay, you just said you just started school.
Yeah, last semester in January.
Right, so you got the whole summer.
Yes, and I work at an automotive store. I worked there for 4 years, and I don't make much an hour. I don't have, I'm not financially able to move out.
I know, but listen to me. I moved out of the house when I was making $7 an hour.
Okay.
And what I did is I got a roommate, and we moved into a one-bedroom apartment. It was $430 a month. Mm-hmm. And my $7 an hour full-time is just about enough to cover rent and the gas and whatever. You can do it if you want to do it, and I strongly suggest you do. I really do. You're living in a basement. You have Captain Hook living upstairs.
I wasn't morally justifiable to leave my younger brother who, male role model is this guy who he doesn't even know.
Well, you gotta look out for yourself.
You know what?
And you can't be responsible.
Yeah, exactly.
For him.
But what's gonna make you feel a little bit better is knowing simply that the stronger you become, the better you are going to be as a role model, and the better you're going to be as a sibling and or surrogate for your siblings.
Very good point.
Exactly.
Renee?
I agree to that.
You're 19. What's up?
I have a question about oral sex.
You come to the right place.
Whenever my boyfriend is going down on me, I always stop him. And I don't know, I really love the way it feels, but it just feels too intense, almost I can't take any more of it.
Yeah, he's got to shave.
Ooh, no, I understand that.
Yeah.
That pleasure principle.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I bet you've tweaked a few ears in your life.
Too.
What's that?
I've never had an orgasm yet, but I always feel like I'm right about to, but for some reason I just stop him.
Too intense.
Feels too much.
Yeah, I understand that fully, 100%.
Yeah.
Sometimes, I don't know, Drew, maybe you want to go there first, but sometimes if you, and I can't even believe I'm saying on the radio, but if you ask him to apply a little more pressure, sometimes that might becomes a little more, a little deeper and a little more tolerable, and then you get beyond that, and then you might be able to go there.
Mm, a little more
for some women,
a little more pressure.
Personal sex is uncomfortable. It's sort of overstimulating.
Yeah.
Too intense.
Not with me. I don't do it well. Therefore, there's a nice balance there. Kari, enjoy the oral sex?
Me?
Yeah.
Am I a caller?
I'm going with you.
I'm just telling the girl that sometimes a little pressure, a little extra pressure might get beyond that intolerable sensation of tickling with pleasure, and it might go beyond that. It works for me.
I have a I have a question for our guest. You're 33 years old. Wow, still well in your prime. Is there a difference between the way you are sexually now at 33 and the way you were at, let's say, 17, 18?
Me?
Yeah.
Is that a rhetorical question? I mean, yeah.
I mean, are you sort of more receptive now at 33 than you were at 21, you think?
Of course.
Yeah, well, it's not a no-duh type of question. A lot of people don't know that.
No, because guys are well down the
chain. Well, for you, Adam, it's a no-duh type of question because, I mean, yeah, every single day, as long as I'm, you know, open and available, it changes.
I say, would I have to call your publicist to find out about your availability or how's that work?
Shut up.
No, what I'm saying is, though, I it's an important thing, and I don't think a lot of our male listeners know, and I don't think a lot of our female listeners know. We have a lot of female listeners that are the call-in. Cart, pay attention, please. I know you're drawing your Japanese pornography over there. But we have a lot of 17, 18, 19, even like 22, 23-year-old women call up. They say, I have sex with my boyfriend or my husband. It's not very satisfying. I'm not orgasming. I don't really enjoy it. What's wrong with me? And I tell them, well, you're 17. I'll bet you when you're 25 or 28 or 38, things are going to change for you.
I'll tell you what made me change. That does change. But it's not about your body growing. It's not about anything except understanding that the more honest you are with who you are, the more honest you are with the people that you're in a relationship with, the more relaxed you can be. And the less you lie about what you've done, who you are, what's going on, the more that you can just say, hey, look, I'm not this experienced, or I'm less experienced, or I'm more experienced, whatever the honest, you know, factor is, the more that you can relax, the more you can breathe, and the more you can allow pleasure to be received.
Uh-huh.
There's a very simple lineation between receiving and giving. A lot of people give, and everybody thinks they're really generous, but they can't receive. Well, it's the same thing. If you're giving and giving and giving and you can't receive, you're obviously giving for the wrong reasons. If you're receiving, and you can't give, you're receiving for selfish reasons. It's the same thing. To be reciprocal means to be honest. And if you're with somebody that you really, really like, and you're not honest, and you're lying, and you're swagging out, and you're pretending to be something else, you're not going to be able to come, period. If you haven't before. It's all about being who you really are and being honest and saying, okay, I need this, I want this, I'm weak at this, I'm strong at this, and knowing who you are and what you want, and that's when you're going to be
all right,
able to.
So, has there ever been a more resounding manifesto on the differences between men and women?
You know what? Yeah, it's not the differences, it's
no,
the
no.
sameness.
No.
Right. So it's safe to say that at 33 you're much more receptive sexually than you were at 16 or 17.
It's safe to say I'm much more giving and I'm much more receptive, sure.
Right.
And it's all a matter of time.
And at 17, you probably didn't enjoy it like you enjoy it now.
Oh, I enjoyed it, but for a very different reason. You know, for then it was control and power
easy, baby. Would you say you enjoy it more now than you did at 17?
Yes and no.
Listen, it's control and power. I mean, for a man at 17 versus now, what's
now, the difference is now it's power and control.
It's not about power and control.
No, it's about
the physical sensation.
It's about the release.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And for the woman, it's about being released to.
Or on,
or whatever.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So,
Very much.
I don't even know what that question. Oh, yes. Oral sex. Yeah. Is it find a partner, work it out, and communicate?
And be honest and ask for what you want and be honest with yourself about what you want. And that's way more easy sounding than it is. I understand it. But keep it in mind at least.
Why are women still so hell bent on. Let's get another manifesto.
Pick up a magazine, Drew.
Why? Why do they read those magazines? Why do they read Cosmo's 10 Ways to Keep a Man, 10 Ways to Make a Man Happy?
Because they're sitting in a beauty parlor all day with
nothing to do. I'm not reading them. I'm just saying looking at the pictures.
But why do women pick that load of crap up?
Why do men watch sports with other guys patting each other on the ass, and that's the only way they can release their homosexual tendencies?
True, relax.
I mean, come on. It's all the same. We are the same. We're just manifest in different ways.
Asking the question
why is going back to, like, you know, the beginning of time. It's pointless.
All right. Tyler?
Hello?
You're 15. What's up?
Kari?
Yeah?
I have a question for you, actually. I think, too. I was wondering about fighters.
Yeah.
When you're doing that, do you still keep in contact with the cast?
Yeah, sure.
No.
No, sure I do. Every once in a while, we talk to each other and we see each other, yeah.
They run into each other on audition once in a while.
No.
I know how this business works.
You know what? That is the way the business works. But we do talk to each other from time to time. Actually, Ken Ober even called me yesterday.
Well, I was looking for a job.
Shut up.
All right. So.
Yeah. What else? Yeah. We talk to each other. We see each other. I think Jerry O'Connell's amazing, and I think Clavant Derricks is absolutely doubly amazing. So.
Question number two, Tyler.
My other question was, did you have any input on the development of your role as Maggie?
Well, as an actress, I think if you don't have input, then you're, an idiot. But I think they hired me without even auditioning me for that role. So I think that was a really interesting bout of blind faith. Who would hire Kari Ware as a military marine fighter pilot back then? So it's pretty amazing. But
that's very good that you hooked me in that series, and I loved it.
Thank you. I appreciate that, and also I think that that kind of changed my life a lot.
Sliders did?
Well, no, just the understanding that I can be something else other than the chick with boobs and hair.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
So it was pretty cool. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Donna. Tracy.
Yes.
You're 23?
Yes.
What's up?
I want to know what premenstrual dysphoric disorder is, and how do you know when you have symptoms?
If you get depressed or irritable. Or
what's the premenstrual dysphoric?
It's PMS, basically. It's just a new...
Does it cause night sweats?
Is dysphoric the opposite of euphoric?
Yes.
So you're horribly depressed?
Yeah.
No, I'm not depressed. It's about maybe 10 days before my period. I get really bad headaches and I can't sleep. And I...
You may have a component of this, Tracy, but it sounds like you have some other stuff going on, too.
Yeah, like Marilyn Monroe syndrome. What's up? You ever get molested?
No.
What's up with your voice?
I just got over bronchitis.
Okay. You have a man?
A man? No.
What's up?
I was wondering what would cause night sweats?
Well, alcohol?
Yeah, the potential cause of night sweats are quite lengthy. You worry about tuberculosis, tumors, Hodgkin's disease, lymphoma.
I went to the doctor for the bronchitis already.
Are you a big drinker?
No, I don't drink it.
You want to gamble?
Hey, Tracy. What's up? Are you supposed to be on medication?
No, not that I know of.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a dental assistant.
I see.
Do you have dreams associated with that are connected to these night sweats?
I don't know. I wake up about 8 times a night. I have to change my clothes.
You got to keep going back to the doctor. That is a medical problem until proven otherwise. Deep-seated infection or tumor.
Hey, Tracy, you got anything up? You love your dad? Anything weird happen to you?
Yes, I love my dad.
Yeah? Never rape?
No.
No?
Or alcohol, right?
No, I don't drink.
And I'm still young, though. All right, hey, Tracy?
Yeah?
Don't sleep in your clothes if you have to keep getting up and changing them, all right?
Or, you know what else? Make sure you drink so much water. I mean, sometimes, dehydration associated with whatever else could be like, thing, and just drink a lot of water and see what happens after that, right, Drew?
Cara, you'll tilt a few on occasion, right?
I have. I've been known to, sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely.
What kind of wine do you like?
Very expensive wine.
Oh, yeah?
What kind of wine do you like to buy?
It depends what I get for my wine. You know what I'm saying?
Shut up. What kind of example are you? Click the button.
Jasper?
Yes.
You're 25?
Yes. I just basically called to kiss Carrie's ass.
Okay. I'm ready.
Please.
I'm good. How are you?
I've been a fan since, Remote Control, since I was in, junior high.
You're a smart guy, right? You're really, really smart, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
I watched all those bad shows, The Swamp Thing.
Cool.
Just because you were in, I couldn't name a plot.
Me either.
Jasper, see if you agree with me as to why Kari is hot, all right? Here's my...
Okay, tell me why.
And you tell me why. I think she's hot because...
Because she's a party girl.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Let's do a little love line recreation. I think Kari is hot because... And now a listener jumps in and yells at the name.
Yeah. I think she's hot.
How does that work? You know what I mean? I mean, what is this, Jerry Springer? Are we on the floor of the stock exchange? Why is it that I can't spit out why I think Kari's hot? And prefaced it with, I'll tell you why I think Kari's hot, then you tell me why you think Kari's hot. Tell me if you agree with this. I think Kari's hot because she's a fire girl.
Well, the impulse is, I want to see if I'm going to say the same thing you're going to say.
I know, but that's not what I was going to say.
What are you going to say?
Took a risk.
No. I was going to say...
My ego's pumping right now like the telltale heart.
The reason underneath the floorboards, the reason Kari is hot is, and I think guys,
I knew you'd come up with that.
Guys are very interested in Kari is because she's physically very beautiful, but she has this sort of tomboy, fun, wild side to her, and I think she's kind of accessible. And I think guys think she might like them even though she doesn't like them. So there's hot chicks that you know there ain't a snowball's chance in hell you're getting, and then there's hot chicks that you don't have a snowball's chance in getting, but you don't know it. That's Kari. Kari's hot, and you think you might get her. That's what it is.
All right. Yeah.
Hey, Jasper.
Oh!
All right. I'm going to punish you now by hanging up on you, all right?
Oh, come on, Don.
All right. Take it. Well, listen, you got to learn some manners. You had to jump in right there. I'll just put you on hold for a while. That's all. Matt?
We're going to break. We're going to break.
You want to go to break?
Yeah.
All right. Hold on a second. Matt?
Yeah.
Your girlfriend has herpes.
Oh.
You want to know how to make sure you don't get it?
Yeah.
All right. We'll tell you how not to get that after this.
Love Line.
1-800-LOVE-191.
Back in a minute.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Zone 105 is the Twin Cities Concert Pipeline.
The total artist. Live. This Tuesday at the Target Center. With very special guest star.
We're driving in your car. He's about to fill
up. Tracy Chapman. Get ready for the biggest night of the summer. A night filled with hits. With special guest Tracy Chapman. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster locations, including Dayton's, Mervyn's, Rainbow Foods, and Target Center box office. Charge by phone, 989-5151. Presented by Minnesota Food Bank Network. For more tour info, go to sting.compact.com.
Man, am I hungry.
That's a change.
Hey, let's go to White Castle.
Sure, on one condition.
What?
You decide what you want before we get there.
Are you starting again?
Well, every time you go to the castle, it's like, oh, there's so many choices, I can't make up my mind.
Hey, listen, it's just hard for me to define my crave, okay? I get up to the order window and I, you know, freeze.
All right, look, just order one of their combo meals, like the four burgers, fries, and a drink meal.
Yeah, but what if I'm feeling cheesy?
Cheesy? Order the two double cheeseburgers, fries, and a drink meal.
Oh, yeah, well, what if I bring my lady and we want something that's divisive?
Well, then factor in the eight castles, two fries, and two drinks meal.
Okay, Einstein, but what happens when I go to White Castle with you, the mindless eating machine?
That's easy. The 20 burgers and four orders of fries meal.
Well, that's good for me, but what are you going to have?
Very fine.
Oh, seriously, what are you going to have?
Oh, I don't know. I can't make up my mind.
Oh, will you quit it?
White Castle, what you crave. Experiencing an extreme crave? Then try the Craver's Dream. 20 White Castle burgers and four orders of fries.
Brian Oak, you and I both know education is important. That's why we're talking to Lisa, a recent college graduate, about her experience at Metropolitan State University. Lisa, welcome.
Hi, Brian.
Lisa, why did you choose Metro State?
Well, I needed to work full-time while I finished my degree, and Metro State had the classes that worked with my schedule. Plus, tuition didn't wipe out my take-home.
So the classes were affordable and flexible.
Totally.
But what about class size?
It was great. Most of my classes had less than 20 students.
Is Metro State in downtown Minneapolis?
There's a campus in Minneapolis and St. Paul.
All right, Lisa, what's the real story on Metro State? I mean, what are the students like?
They're really diverse. That's what I liked about it. People are there to earn their degree, not goof off. Most people work, and the instructors know that. They even appreciate your real-world experience.
Wow. I wish someone would appreciate my real-world experience. So who do you call for more info?
Just call Metropolitan State University at 651-772-7600.
Stop by Metro State's open house for the Minneapolis campus August 2nd and in St. Paul August 3rd.
I'm Tom Shane. And if you're a guy looking for a gift idea or a lady in need of the color red for your jewelry wardrobe, the Shane Company has a great new ruby and diamond ensemble to offer. Our pendant at $575 has six diamonds and a beautiful ruby. We also have matching earrings at $1,100. Both are ideal for dress, yet can be worn daily as well. The style is modern, yet timeless. Each ruby is a perfect shade of red. I picked the rubies for this pendant and earring ensemble out personally on my recent buying trip in Bangkok. By importing these stones ourselves, only the Shane Company has this beautiful red color in its rubies. If you compare ours with any other fine jeweler's rubies, you will see the difference.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, the Shane Company. In Minnetonka at 394 and Hopkins Crossroad, and in Woodbury at I-94 and Radio Drive. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5.
I'm Brian Oak.
And I'm Bible Man. Mornings on Zone 105.
The Zone 105 Morning Show is timely, topical, and information-packed, but it's also about you, the listener.
As we continue to take calls on Donald Blum, can he get a fair trial? Will they be able to find a jury for him here in Minnesota after all the publicity? Good morning. Do you have any thoughts on that?
I think that Carson Daly is pretty foxy, and I don't think that they should give him his own show, but I think he's really good at TRL.
Yeah, well, I think you've certainly got a point there, ma'am. Although we do happen to be talking about a local alleged murder case featuring Donald Blum, his abduction of Katie Poyer, alleged abduction, and the possibility that he might not get a fair trial.
Katie Poyer in Destiny?
No, Destiny's Child?
Oh, yes, they're so good.
No, they are a great, great band, but you may be confusing the
issue. What color am I?
The wrong one.
The most music in the morning. Brian Oak and Mary Lucia on Alternative Classics. Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105.
It is the Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Thursday night, Everclear will be in here. I saw Art and the boys on the Tonight Show last night when I got home. And sounded great. Looked good. And I think we got invited to his wedding, too.
Yeah, what are we going to do about that?
When is that?
It's sitting on my, like,
in August something?
Yeah.
We'll talk to him. We could go. All right. Kari Ware is our guest tonight. Out of Sync is the name of her project, VH1, coming out tomorrow night. That is Wednesday night, the 12th, 9 o'clock. So check that out and see Kari shine.
Very funny movie, by the way. It's very funny.
And the commercials looked funny.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't really supposed to be a comedy, but then when we all got together and read the script around the table, it was really funny. So we decided, hey, let's just go for it. And we changed some lines and made it funny.
Matt?
Yeah.
You're 25?
Yes, I is.
So your girlfriend has the hampies,
mm-hmm.
and you want to make sure you don't get it.
Right.
All right.
Last time she had an outbreak. How long ago has it been since she had an outbreak?
Oh, I don't know the last time I don't ask.
But she told you she had it.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen anything on her?
What?
Have you seen any?
No.
Thing on her? No.
How long has she been your girlfriend?
I've been dating her.
Oh, okay. Oh, hold on. Kari, stop doodling. Because Anderson turns your mic down because we can hear your doodling.
Oh, sorry about that. How long has she been your girlfriend?
About a year.
A year.
I see.
And so you never really talk about the H.
No.
Well, are you guys having sex?
Yeah.
Okay, unprotected?
No.
Using a condom.
All right. Well, Matt, and I'm going to speak on this because Drew will tell you what he knows, but that will be of no use to you. Okay, understand? Because Drew's going to say either wear a condom for the rest of your relationship or don't wear a condom and get married.
Right.
No, I know. Neither one of those is a viable option to you, right?
He's managed to wear a condom and not contract it.
I know. He does not want to wear a condom.
So I want to wear a condom. I don't mind that.
For your whole relationship.
I don't mind.
Some people actually can...
All right. Well, then wear the condom, and you'll be fine.
Drew, correct me if I'm wrong, but some people can actually keep the herpes dormant for a long time without actually having an outbreak.
Well, it's more that people probably miss the initial outbreak and then really don't know they have it and not really see or notice anything subsequently.
Right.
So what does that mean?
Most people have it, don't know they have it.
It means is if someone's seriously dialed into them, here's what happens.
Well, I'm going to be examining Adam's penis next week.
They don't...
we might find herpes.
You never know. You may find the castaways from Gilligan's Island.
No, but isn't it true... No, just correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't it true that you can have outbreaks and know you have it and not have an outbreak for a really long time...
Not have one for a really long time.
A really long time and have sex and not really pass it along or maybe pass it along not knowing
Yes, all true.
All true.
It's not an exact science, and Drew doesn't have any good answers, but here seems to be the answer to the best of my knowledge. If you're dormant and you have sex unprotected, you'll probably be fine. The problem is you may be on the brink of an outbreak and have sex and not know you're on the brink of an outbreak.
And
yes,
I have many cases that people, by being exposed to somebody without the virus, sort of causes a flare.
Right.
And I'm sorry, what was that?
It's almost like the irritation sort of, as if it was a snow globe that stirred things up.
Yeah, the virus seeing new territory, so it starts proliferating and gives the person an outbreak and the new person.
So basically, if you're with this woman for a year and you've had unprotected sex for a year,
chances are he has protected sex.
You've had protected sex.
And he wants to continue having protected sex, and it's fine.
So chances are, if you've had unprotected sex for a year with somebody, you're going to have it or get it soon.
Probably.
If you've had protected sex, the chances are you could get it. less likely.
Yes.
So your best bet with this woman is either to A, decide that you're going to continue with the condom and hope for the best, or B, if you're going to be with her for a long period of time and you love her, continue with the condom or whatever, but resign yourself to the fact that you're going to get it and take action otherwise, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Shay?
Huh?
You're 19. What's up?
Shay.
Right, I said Shay.
Yeah, I'm sorry, it's Shane.
Shane?
Yeah, S-H-A-N-E.
Oh, isn't it funny? He says Shane, he sort of pronounces it like Shay.
Yeah.
And I think that's why Danielle wrote Shay on there. All right, so anyway, Shane.
Yeah, I find myself a lot more attracted to girls who happen to be in relationships as opposed to ones who are not. And I find that troubling.
Why?
I mean, I don't act on it.
What is it about that makes that troubling?
I think it's like the unavailability.
Right.
Because, like, I mean, I'll like be talking to my friend and stuff, and they'll like tell me like a girl's all coming on me and stuff, and I won't even notice it because she's like free. All my attention will be on the chick who's like sitting with her boyfriend.
But it's a convenient way to stay in a state of longing and never actually having a relationship, isn't it?
I don't know.
Well, that's a lovely place, that state of longing. I mean, no, for real, like just purely emotionally, that emotional feeling of longing is desire.
Torture.
You think
But
so?
It's like being hungry and never eating.
Yeah.
It's nice when you're hungry and you're driving to the steakhouse, but it's not when you're just sitting out in the desert.
That was a self-diagnosis, wasn't it? Oops.
Carthartic, that's what we call her.
Sorry, Shane.
All right, Shane. Listen.
Have a real relationship there.
Yeah.
You know what? To be uncommitted, to be someone who doesn't want to be with somebody is available, is somebody who is a coward, I think. And that's normal. We all are in this extent. We all fear intimacy. But to face that and to deal with that and just to give it a shot, even if you get hurt, it's beautiful.
It's also another case in point of not wanting to be a member of a club but have him as a member.
Exactly.
Hey, but Shane, you're 19, and this is going to work its way out.
Hold
your nose and jump in.
Yeah, risk getting hurt. Risk it.
Right. It'll get easier about the 15th time. Christina?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, my mom doesn't like my boyfriend.
Kari's really falling in love with me. Do you feel that, Drew?
I think she was in love with you when she arrived. It's kind of waxed.
No. She's falling in love with me all over again.
Why?
Yeah, she fell out about 20 minutes ago.
No. I mean, she was in love with me, you know, some years back.
That whole scenario of the guy who is not the nice guy, the guy who doesn't really want you.
I'm very abusive.
Pretends to. Yeah, that whole thing.
What most of the ladies that attract you don't know is that you're the boring guy.
All right, and you know, I could probably see your house from my house. I really could.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to work that out.
Oh,
yeah.
Get rid of that telescope, and then we'll be fine.
You know how I could get to your house seriously, and it's something's not being used. Here's something that's missing from television. I string a cable, and I come down on a pulley system with
James
a rope tied
around. System, yeah.
I literally could go from my balcony and my bedroom into your house.
Is that you that keeps setting off my alarm?
Yeah, I have to hold my feet up and slide down on a cable. Somewhere.
Is that you that keeps fighting me, and then I say, Kato, stop, and you just...
Yes.
Yeah,
somewhere in the 70s, early 70s, late 60s, someone decided that was a viable form of transportation, the pulley and cable. Not as popular as it is as it was back then. All right, Christina.
Well, I want to know how I can get my mom to like him. He's hit me before.
Your boyfriend?
Yeah.
All right, well, there's
well, he probably had it coming.
Doesn't like him.
Well, if your mom is any decent mom, I don't think that's going to happen.
How old is your boyfriend?
18.
Of course, she picked a dad like this one boyfriend.
18, huh?
She used to like him when she was dating his brother.
His brother.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And, he hit me, so she doesn't like him anymore.
Why did he hit you?
I don't know. We were fighting.
Did you hit him first?
No.
That's an excuse. I'm just...
How did he hit you?
He just, punched me, in my stomach. But that's hit. He never hit me after that.
Well, he probably came with a big left hook after the cross to the midsection, but you doubled over. He swung over your head, and you were already down on the canvas by then. So most guys do it. He punched you in the stomach. Who says chivalry's dead, by the way? He's 18 years old.
Or 15-year-old.
You're 15. You're in the 10th grade. If he had graduated from high school, he would have done that last year. And your mom is dating his older brother, I hope?
Was.
You know what, honey, you could sue them all and make a ton of money, be really, really rich.
No, you couldn't because this guy doesn't have a pot to piss in.
He doesn't think I'm still dating him, but I am.
He doesn't think so.
She doesn't think I'm...
Oh, your mom doesn't. I see. All right. Well, how about you break up with the guy? What's he do? Does he have a tattoo on his neck?
No.
What does he do for a living?
What does he do? I'm finishing school.
Yeah.
What school?
Bewildered. What does he do?
What school is he finishing?
What does he do for you?
Bartending school? What school?
I don't know. He's starting some college and finishing it. 1 year college something. I don't know.
1 year college? Yeah. Learn how to be a pipe fitter. Learn how to weld.
Wait, hold up. What do you do?
What do I do?
Yeah, what do you do? What do you like to do outside of, the normal life? What interests you? What are you all about?
What am I all about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've had an asshole of her in a repetition. What does he do? What does he do? What am I all about? What am I all about? I don't care what you're all about. I really don't. This guy's 18. He's a criminal. He's dangerous. He punched you in the stomach. He punched you in the stomach.
No, absolutely. But my point with her was just, you know what? She's not, as any woman in an abusive relationship has a hard time leaving, she's going to have a hard time leaving too because she's young.
Oh.
So my point was, what does she do? What's she interested in? What's going on with her that she can focus on and to get away?
All right. I'm going to guess it's the application of eyeliner. That would be her number one hobby. Christina, what is it that you like to do?
Well, I like to party.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. Then you party.
Yeah.
And that should be fine then.
Oh, boy.
Well, that's fine. Okay, listen. Okay. Christina?
Yeah.
Don't get pregnant. Do you hear me? You're going to get pregnant in the next 6 to 8 months. Don't do it. Don't have a kid. Don't drop out of school. Don't marry an abusive guy. Don't do what your stupid mom does.
Yeah.
You understand me? Don't turn out like your mom. That's your number one.
You picked
number
another,
one job.
You picked another dad here.
Yeah.
This guy's exactly like your dad. You're 15. Be independent. Be a separate person. Make it out of this mess, and go ahead and have a real relationship.
I
keep acting out the traumas of your childhood.
I have to speak from my own experience for just 1 second here. I sized my parents up when I was about 10, realized they're both colossal losers, and made it a point not to turn out anything like them. You know what my dad's hobbies are? Reading and walking. He doesn't like cars. He doesn't like wood. He doesn't like boxing. He doesn't like sports. He doesn't like anything.
That's damn better than sitting and watching TV.
No.
Come on. You know what? Reading and walking as opposed to watching TV and sitting, that's
all right,
damn
don't
good.
Don't defend my father. How dare you defend my father?
My well, I'm point just talking is about my father for a second.
I like the opposite of everything my dad likes. I stand for everything he doesn't stand for. And when it comes to my mom, the exact opposite as well. I want
you're old
the,
enough to stand for something.
I knew it when I was 12. I looked at those two poor sacks and said, there's no way I'm going to turn out anything like this.
And I just
and
said,
when
but.
It comes to be, when it comes to attraction, I took a look at my mom and went, I want to find exactly the opposite woman. That's my plan.
And so did I with my dad.
That's what
but
all of you,
know you
young bitches should be doing right
However,
now.
However, the husband that I married was exactly the opposite from my dad, and then little by little realized he was exactly the same.
Magic.
Period.
Well,
and
you
there
deal.
You have it. Poof. Abracadabra.
That's right. Well, the point
and
is... The point
what
is
the point?
Point is,
point.
Sorry, therapy.
Exactly.
Therapy.
No, you know what? I'm better
medication.
Now. But this is like 10 years ago.
You're better now.
I swear.
You're not better now. He's just worse. Now, listen. I want the young Christinas of the world
not to get pregnant.
Yes. Listen, your dad was abusive. You treated your mom like she was trash. Your mom is acting out and chaotic.
Her mom, Christina.
Look at that and say, I don't want to be that way. You see her horrible life. Why emulate it? Look at it. Be conscious. Look at mom's life. Look at dad. Look at the kind
and
of guy
you know
dad is. And don't
and
do
realize
it.
This. And realize this. One last thing quickly. You have a choice, okay? Your emotions are not the guiding force of your ship. Not only. You also have a brain. And sometimes we can make choices that are against our emotions and are more towards what our head says. Just even maybe if it's an experiment. And lo and behold, you might find that that experiment works out. That you choose something that is for your head and what your head thinks is right against your emotions, and your emotions might follow suit.
Tara, here's
and it
my
might
suggestion.
Be an amazing, amazing thing.
You and I get together, we get married, and we come out with a series of cassettes on relationships and living. Blah, 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 blah. Learning to love again.
I think you've already done that, and I think I want to be in a different
profession. We'll call it Real Buscaglia Lips.
Thank you. Yes, that's right. I
think I
love
we should
that,
open a really cute restaurant in Little Italy.
You see what she's doing to my arm? All right. Well,
I'm leaving.
We'll be back after this. This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Dunwoody Institute in Minneapolis would like to apologize to all those who may have been offended by our previous radio commercials. This includes employees of fast food restaurants and guys who work the snack bar at movie theaters. We apologize to anyone who counts cars along the highway or refills ketchup containers at restaurants. We're sorry if we cheesed off any ditch diggers, factory line workers, cafeteria ladies, people who work in cubicles, and guys named Doug who still live at home with their parents while their friends are off at Dunwoody Institute learning important trades like printing and graphic arts, machine, tool and die, or engineering, drafting and design, preparing for rewarding, high-paying careers. For the rest of you, however, there is still time to call Dunwoody Institute at 612-374-5800. That's 612-374-5800. Before we make fun of your job.
If you're interested in learning about printing and graphics production, you should visit Dunwoody's one-of-a-kind training facility at the Printing Open House July 26th. Contact Tracy today at 612-374-5800 for details.
Yes, kids, it's the continuing adventures of Roofer Man. Faster than a speeding nail gun. More powerful than a big insurance company. Able to roof a three-story A-frame in a single week. It's a dark and stormy night in Minneapolis as Dick and Jane settle in for a good night's rest.
Jane, what is that?
It's a drip, Dick. We have a leaky roof. We better get the landlord on the phone, Dick.
This sounds like a job for Roofer Man.
I am Roofer Man, 9905258. Oh, good people, I'm Roofer Man. I can replace this roof.
But Roofer Man, our landlord says insurance won't cover this.
Fair enough. Dealing with insurance companies is my specialty. Just stand back and let the Roofer Man do his work.
You were amazing, Roofer Man. Our landlord is happy because you didn't make him pay until the job was complete. And we're happy because you were fast and neat. Thanks, Roofer Man.
Think nothing of it, my good woman. It's all in a day's work for the Roofer Man. 9905258.
Thank you for calling Lee Apparel.
This is Kirsten.
Yeah, I wish to speak with somebody about Mr. Buddy Lee.
Okay, now what's your name?
Three times I must tell you, Super Greg.
Super Greg.
The famous, fabulous DJ.
Okay, what would you like to talk about?
This little guy, Mr. Buddy Lee, they say you cannot bust him.
Yes?
Well, can you tell me what else he does so good? He flies planes, he races cars.
Yeah.
I will be the person to bust this little jackass.
I don't think you need to call him a little jackass.
Well, this is what I hear. He's a scratcher. He DJ.
No, Buddy Lee's not a DJ.
Thank you. You're telling me something I don't know?
You want
to hear something? You listen. Look at that there. See that? You see that beat?
Yeah.
Okay, stop. Stop.
Yeah, he's just an icon for a brand.
Well, I'll slap him in his little icon face. Can't bust him. I'm going to bust him, and then I'm perhaps going to bust you.
No!
Watch out for the Buddy Lee Challenge Fall 2000 by Lee Dungarees.
The following ad wasn't tested for effectiveness. It wasn't tested in front of consumers in rooms with two-way mirrors. We don't even mention our name in the first 7 seconds. Oh, by the way, we're Dish Network Digital Satellite TV. We didn't feel the need to test this ad because we're about to use a word you can't ignore. Free. I'll pause while you veer your car back onto the highway. Free as in now you can get a Dish 500 digital satellite TV system. Free after $199 rebate with 1 year programming commitment of at least $39.98 a month. And now basic professional installation is free too. You've probably heard the word free used in tandem with car wash or smoked cheese, but we're using it with a digital satellite TV system with more channels and more movies. We realize this ad isn't entertaining, but we guarantee it'll get the job done. Call 1-888-399-DISH and make this ad impactful, effective, and efficacious. Dish Network. How would you like your TV?
Available at Sears and other fine retailers. Cancellation penalties and other restrictions apply. Offer expires 7/31/2000. All prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. All right. I was talking to Drew. You know, Kari Wars, our guest tonight, by the way. When I did Kilborn, I think it was, Drew doesn't believe me, but I did Kilborn like a week and a half ago.
You left such Adam left this stellar sort of shining.
Oh, shut up.
Wake the, in his.
The point is it was another stellar.
What, did he use the shower?
Another stellar.
No, they forgot that he'd been on the show.
Oh,
I was on
right.
It 3 days later, and they did not mention him.
Okay. They were still reeling from my performance. Yeah. The point is one of the things I talked about was the SAG after or whatever strike.
They can't stand honesty in this town, huh?
No, they can't. The commercial, the people on strike here, because here's the deal. If they're going to leave the house, they want to make $40,000 is basically the deal. And here's all I said. Here's the way commercials work, kiddies. They pay you, and then they keep paying you each time the thing airs. And I basically said, and they're on strike because they're scared that's going to be eliminated. And my angle on the whole thing was what other job keeps paying you? I mean, when I was a carpenter, if I built a deck for somebody, they didn't pay me every year they had a barbecue on
it. Yeah, but you know, as
decide what it's worth, decide what you're worth, and then get that money for building services
your lender. Your career changes from 6 months to 6 month period, does it not? You might have this gig now, and then you might have something else later that elevates you to a different place.
Something worthwhile, right?
No, or
right.
That doesn't, sure. But it's going to change, and that changing, it's almost like an inflation in this business. And if you're doing a commercial and you're advertising something, it's your status might elevate. Your worth as a commodity might change. And I know
yeah,
it sounds
but that's the risk the buyer makes when he buys you.
No, I'm not saying risk.
It may go down,
you
too.
Make.
Yeah. You may get popped for crack the next day, too.
Sure,
and they may be asked out a lot.
But also the point is that these people that are paying you to do body to blood to represent their company could change their company at any time without you knowing what's going on. And therefore, their whole position could change. All of a sudden, they might become like...
Shut cars, Mike.
No, wait, hold up for a second. They might take a decision. Like, for example, Liz Claiborne was sponsoring the KKK. And if you're a Liz Claiborne, you know, personality, they could run your commercial forever and not pay you and blah, blah, blah. All of a sudden, they're in the KKK, and you're like, wait a minute, I don't support the KKK. Da, 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 da. It's like, what is that all about? You have to know what you're standing up for. And as an actor, it's one thing to take a position in a role and a character in a movie, but it's another thing to represent a whole company
in
a capitalistic...
You just do coke in the bathroom during the commercial. Or
what the
hell is you know what I'm saying.
I really wish I did. In a way, I'm glad I don't, because then that'd make me as insane as you are. Now, listen to me. You go out, you do your job, you work a day, they pay you a few grand. Any drug reference to me really kills me,
Drew.
You eat until your head explodes, and then you go home. They don't have to pay you every time they run a commercial.
No, but
and here's
your...
furthermore, if you don't like it, good. Go back
okay,
to
but you know
waiting.
What? You're
later.
Well, hold up.
You pussy actor,
dude. Well, no, you're an actor, too. You've done commercials. You've been bigger poop.
That's right. I got paid once.
Yeah, you get paid once, but when every time your thing runs, it's like you're working again. You're working again. There used to be live television.
Why are you working again? Listen.
You're representing a company that you don't know can do anything, you know,
you fix a guy's,
your morality.
Listen, you fix a guy's transmission. Every time he starts the car and goes to work, yes, you're somewhat responsible for him getting to work. You fix his transmission, but you decided
Adam,
how much it was worth
Adam,
in advance.
Are you an idiot, or do you want to make money?
I don't care. I don't. These actors are such wounded pussies. They drive me nuts.
Jimmy is 17. Jimmy. Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, Adam.
Yes.
Badass.
What's that?
Hey, you are badass. I love the man show.
Jimmy, what's going on? What's up?
Thank you.
Jimmy's 17.
Yes.
All right. My girlfriend's having threesomes with me and sometimes her friends, and I want to know how to stop this.
Do you want to stop it with you?
Yeah, I want to stop it.
What's happening?
Well, that's
she's getting
you.
You're gay. She's sort of more into the girls than you.
No, it's just, you know, her friends will call me up and, you know, she'll spend the night and she'll start fooling around with her friends.
But that's the point, is that she's really getting more into her girlfriends than you, and that's beginning to feel a little funny to you, huh?
Well, no.
No. Having, I mean, yeah.
Well, we having sex, and she loves having sex with me and her. It's
right.
This.
And what bothers you is that she likes having it with her.
Well, yeah, that and, you know, we've been together for like 6 months and I want to move forward.
All right.
And
she's screwed
sounds
up
like
and
you're bragging to me.
No, she's a mess.
She's a mess.
Church girl.
Jimmy, listen, someone molested her. She's effed up. You can't deal with her.
Either that or she's a lesbian and she can't deal with that.
How old is she?
No, she's not been molested.
How old is she?
She's 17, too.
All right. She's a chaotic mess. This is not going to work.
Yeah,
I guarantee it. You're in over your head.
I agree.
You're not going to change her.
Like this Christian girl, there's no way.
Okay.
Jimmy, why is she having threesomes then?
You know what? Maybe she's really confused about her sex. I think at that age, a lot of people try to experiment because they think they may be confused. So you never know.
Listen.
The reason people
talk to her. Tell her that's not the direction you want to see the relationship go in. And then sit back and watch her freak out.
Because
she will sabotage.
Yeah.
She's chaotic. And you're 17, and you don't know
There's two, you can't handle it yet.
There's
two reasons women do it. One, they're a mess. Two, they want to impress. If you say no, and she's like, oh, my God, thank God, and relieved, then she's cool. If she's, like, angry about it, then she's a mess.
That's right. That's right. I say, if she says no, release the hoe. If she says yes, wipe yourself in her dress. That's my grandfather.
Yeah.
Oh,
let's get a break. Over goulash.
Hey. Easy, baby. I just made that up.
That's a pretty good poem.
Yeah, thank you very much. We'll sing the scrotum song when we come back.
Hello? Is this Loveline?
Call 1-800-LOVE-191. Adam and Dr. Drew will be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Time now for the movie preview. Join Zone 105 at the General Cinema Mall of America 14, Saturday, July 15th at 7 o'clock for a special screening of X-Men. You can also join us for a special movie premiere of Chuck and Buck at the Landmark Lagoon Cinema Wednesday, July 19th at 7:30. And join us for a special screening of What Lies Beneath at the General Cinema Mall of America 14, July 22nd. To win passes, simply email Faxers and Zone 105 a postcard, and that's the movie preview.
Imagine for a moment you're at a beach club. The lights are blazing, the music is raging, and the bodies are thrusting. Oh, yeah. Kind of sounds like spring break, doesn't it? Well, it is, and it happens every Wednesday night in your backyard. That's right, every Wednesday night is Dollar Drink Night at Club Cancun. That's right, whatever drink you want, you call it, you got it. For only $1 every Wednesday night until 11 p.m. at Club Cancun. Like dancing? Good. Club Cancun provides one of the largest dance floors in the area with a killer sound and light system. So if you're into the loud and wild party scene and like to drink for a buck until 11 p.m., then Wednesday nights at Club Cancun is the place for you. Club Cancun is located at 1638 Rice Street, just past Larpenter in St. Paul.
Think about it. When was the
last time you heard a news story, read an article, or heard an advertisement promoting the latest advances in technology, like the internet, websites, and e-commerce? We're all being inundated with this information for good reason. Technology is changing our world. And as technology advances, so does the need for people who know how to manage that technology. That's why the Minnesota School of Business and Globe College have programs that teach you the basics of network technology and internet management to develop the skills needed to enter this fast-growing field. Call 651-229-3600 to find out more about the short-term hands-on training available for you to become a network support specialist or a network systems engineer. These Microsoft-authorized academic training programs will prepare you to become a Microsoft-certified professional or Microsoft-certified systems engineer. And what could be more convenient than their on-site testing centers? So call the Minnesota School of Business and Globe College now at 651-229-3600. That's 651-229-3600. You don't have to think about it anymore.
Do you own a computer? Do you play guitar, or have you ever wanted to? Well, get this. Compose music or learn to play right on your computer with the revolutionary G-Box MIDI guitar system. This system retails for $150. But this weekend, Guitar Center has complete G-Box packages for an amazing $29. And this is just one of the incredible deals you'll find in every department during Guitar Center's Bonus Buys Weekend. Buy a mic stand for just $19. Get a $90 Pro mic for only $19. Zildjian cymbals or DW Pacific cymbal stands. Your choice, $29. Great add-on deals in every department. Buy any guitar, any amp, any keyboard, any recorder. Then choose from an assortment of incredible bonus buys. JBL powered 15-inch Eon speakers, more than half off at just $399. And get a heavy-duty speaker stand for $29. Five-piece home kits, just $269. Add all the hardware for just $29. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's Guitar Center's Bonus Buys Weekend. Don't miss it. Call 1-877-MUSICIAN for the store nearest you.
Alternative Classics Zone 105 presents the Club 80s Flashback Tour featuring Wang Chung.
That's all that love.
Missing Persons with Gail Bosio. Walk a single. And She Loves Jezebel. July 29th at the Quest. Zone 105 wants you to win it in ticket. Just email, fax, or send Zone 105 a postcard, and we'll pick winners at random. The Club 80s Flashback Tour featuring Wang Chung, Missing Persons with Dale Bosio, A Flock of Seagulls, and She Loves Jezebel. Live from Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Hey, everybody, it's Love Line. Well, there you go. Another fabulous show. Right in the ground.
Is that it?
Kari Wuhr. That's right. Go see Out of Sync. That is tomorrow night, VH1.
9 o'clock.
That's right.
8 Central.
That's right. Tomorrow night would be Wednesday night if you're listening to this show on a one-day delay. That would be tonight.
Or if you're listening to it tomorrow, you missed it and catch it on the repeat.
And it will be repeated. Oh, yes. They squeeze them, and Kari will be getting paid every time.
Well, this will be on. No, okay. I got to say something. I'll be on.
I made my deal before.
Remember, this plays Wednesday night in most of the country, so I'll be on Big Brother tomorrow night.
Oh, you will?
Thursday night.
Okay, so we'll look out for Drew on Big Brother Thursday night. Right. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
I am a whore. Whore, whore, I'll do you more, more, more down on the floor, 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 cause I'm a whore.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins-Dingle. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.
Star Lakeville, KZNZ Cambridge, KZNZ Ian Prairie.
Alternative Classics. Zone 105.
my brain. You're the teacher, I'm the student.